I said the first order of business is to speak louder and disarm your telephones. Okay? Join me for the invocation. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts you shower upon us. We thank you for the beauty of your creation. We can see it in the flowers and the trees. We can see it in the animals, the happy songs of the birds. We thank you for all the things that you give us so undeserved. We thank you, Lord, for giving us our health. Thank you, Lord, especially for your healing hand on my wife. We ask you, Lord, to bless us, guide us, sustain us, help us in our business for Holiday Park. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance. Meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District is called to order. I ask the secretary to take the roll.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Carol Summers.
Present.
Cheryl Moore.
Here.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Paul Goblick.
Here.
James Zellner.
Here.
Karen Allen. Terry Steimer.
Here.
And Cherie Morris will be joining us today also. Thank you, Cherie.
All right, the first item here would be to introduce our latest employee, Margaret Moore. She's a graduate of Florida Institute of Technology and has joined us today. Cherie, do you want to say anything more?
I do. This is Margaret Moore, and she actually hails from FIT. She's worked for FIT since 1989. She has been the administrator. She has been administrator three, credential evaluator, payroll benefits manager, and office manager. We are so very fortunate to have her join our team. She's going to be training with Kathleen and Stacy, and we'll get more into that with my manager's report. She'll be here with Kathleen and Stacy for a few weeks during my convalescence. But anyway, if anybody has anything they want to ask Margaret, we're just thrilled to have her knowledge and experience, and she's going to be a wonderful asset to us and bring us a lot of good stuff, and we're going to share a lot of good stuff with her as well. So anyway, this is Margaret Moore.
Welcome.
Happy to work for Cherie and, of course, the respectful members of the Board of Trustees.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Margaret. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I would like to share that I received a letter concerning the golf cart, and that will be taken up with Cheryl's committee that is looking at all those things in policies and whatever, so the pile of pages all entails. But It's about the golf cart and whether or not they should be grandfathered in decals and that sort of thing. It was from Brian Bodo. I wanted to just share a word or two about Marlene. The latest I have heard was that she might be coming home this week.
Yay.
So I wanted to thank you for all your cards, flowers, greetings. It's just been unbelievable. When I put out a little blurb about send those prayers heavenward and the response that has been there. And other people tell me she's on our prayer list here at church. She's here, she's there, you know, all the places. And I said, it's certainly working. The bad thing, not for me or for her, but for other residents at Melbourne Terrace, is that I think it's been like 2 weeks. They've had, maybe not that long, maybe this is the second week, that they've had COVID among employees. So that has limited visitation. It hasn't affected me because some wise soul asked me if I wanted to be a compassionate caregiver. I didn't know what privilege or what duties, whatever that had, but I said, sure. Well, then I could continue my visits as I had been prior to this shutdown of the place. For the people that can't spend the day with their loved one, they do have a policy where you can call, get a half an hour visit time, and they wheel the person out to the courtyard. So you're out in the sunshine, mostly, not so much rain, at least this point. But that's the way they were getting around that particular issue. So the other thing that surprises me is the attitude she has. She is working very hard. That shows how much she wants to come home. Cherie, you want to tell us about 206 Holiday Park?
Okay.
The Hall House.
Yahoo! That's wonderful news, Jack. That's awesome. Those are tears of joy. We are just overwhelmed. I am. We all are. So really, that's just awesome. Okay, 206, we believe she had an embolism. She was diagnosed, her daughter had come in from Indiana. She was diagnosed, the prognosis wasn't good. She had gone into the hospital, and if she had been released, she was going to go into a nursing home, and the daughter was going to take her to Indiana. In the interim, 206, Joanne Hall. That's the household where we had problems with the great and the grandchildren and the great-great and great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Anyway, they did bring her home, and 3 days later, she had an embolism, and she died instantly last week. So right now, it is her daughter from Indiana and her nephew. They're dealing with the home. I understand this is business. We do have a lien on the property for attorney's fees. So if and when they do sell, which I'm sure they will, Holiday Park will get our money back for all the attorney's fees from 3 years ago. So that's pretty much where we are with that. They're pretty aggressive with trying to sell the home. They're not opposed to even tearing the home down as we're doing and selling the land. So it's still pretty new, but we're following up on it and we're keeping a close eye on that.
I can say that I saw them redoing floors in the house. They had a lot of plywood going in and out of the house weeks ago. When the first pile of cast-offs was out on the curb, there have been several of those of late, but when they were doing that, they were working at repairing floors. So I don't know, they probably have hopes of selling. Okay. Approval of the minutes for 5-10-21. Looking for a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
Moved and second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand. And 5-11, the special meeting. I think that was the first budget hearing.
I'll make a motion they be approved.
I'll second the motion.
With PM added instead of AM.
Any other discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand.
8-0. Can I make a suggestion about minutes?
Mm-hmm.
We also had the budget meeting of 5-19. It was also just open up the floor, close the floor. We were done. Is that minutes that we could approve? Go ahead and approve them right now? Or do we need to wait till the next meeting? It was just last week, yeah. Which it would not normally be on this agenda because of the time frame. But there was no action at the meeting. So there's no real...
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion. Okay.
I'll second a
motion. I make a motion that we approve the 5-19 meeting as presented.
Paul seconded that?
Paul, mm-hmm. Yes.
Any question? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand.
8-0.
I alerted our first vice chairman that I will probably be leaving because I've been trying to meet with the case manager. And I talked with him Thursday, and he had some things to explore. And I stopped by. He was on the phone, and I asked somebody to tell him to come see me in 502. And he didn't come, and somebody else went to see if he was there. And anyway, I didn't get any information from him, so I want to try to do that today because I have kids who are wondering. Treasurer's report.
I hope everybody got a copy of this. I'm basically going to go read the front page. I hope everybody got a copy of this. It's basically, like I say, the budget amount is $1,335,808. In March, our total income was $86,450. Our total expenses were $107,591. Therefore, we're spending $21,141 more this month than we brought in. But we're still, as you can see, year to date, down below that, total income so far is $1,220,744. We still anticipate another $115,064. That means after that 7 months, we are 91% in. The total expenses for this time is $643,533. The anticipated expenses is $692,275 to be spent yet. So we are about 48% of our level of spending. Anyway, we're doing well having the income in. We're pretty much getting kind of close to the top. Our expenses have been, and since COVID and stuff, have been down quite a bit. But, and then the last one, our final bank account, we still have in there accounts over $1,860,000. Okay? And then, I don't know if you got the extra pages after. If you did not, they're posted outside and they're on the website. Any questions from anyone, please?
No questions?
I do.
Oh.
They might be more questions than we want to carry on here, but are these numbers provided? Are there formulas in these squares?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I add up and subtract some of them, they're off by a dollar.
All the formulas are rounded.
Rounded, okay. I thought maybe, but I wanted to ask. Can I ask about certain charges or no charges during, and also you said March, and this is actually April.
Yeah.
Okay. So our equipment lease office, what happened in April that it, like, skyrocketed?
You're talking about Rico?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's going to be the copier, and that's R-I-C-O-H. That's Rico copier. We had to print out the census letters.
But this is about equipment lease.
That's our copier. They charge us a flat rate every month for a certain amount of copies. If we go over that amount, they charge us additional.
So this is going to happen when we send out the budget?
Mm-hmm. We actually,
and the deed restrictions?
Mm-hmm. We had made allowances for what we anticipated last year. We exceeded it. We didn't anticipate the census going out. What we do is we anticipate the budget mailing out in June. Of course, postage is another chart of accounts, but okay. For the printer, yeah, we make an allowance for that.
Okay. I didn't know that, so I'm glad I asked. Did the bills cross in the mail for the telephone? Apparently we didn't pay that during the month of April. It's a zero. Did we not get the bill in time? Or
the telephone, it went, yeah, we didn't get it in time because we're putting it on the credit card, and that came due right the last day of the month. And so it didn't get posted till the next month. It'll show up.
Okay. So is the posting on that always going to be a month behind? That will always have to be corrected then because of the way we're paying it now? It got paid on time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it'll be corrected on the next budget. That'll have a number in it. But it didn't. So it won't actually go out in April, so it'll be a double in May?
No. Each month it'll be one behind. But
okay.
But we missed this one, so we'll catch it up at the end of the year.
Okay. Well, I didn't have time to review the rest of it, but those are the ones I came across. I really am hoping to get this earlier, Keith. You know that, because I go through everything.
We're pulling up that the previous month a couple weeks later, so we have more accurate numbers, because when they pull it up right after the month's over, then they find things aren't posted. We have to go back and redo them. But we'll try to get them out as soon as possible.
Okay. Yes?
No, it's not.
No, that's the report.
Where is that?
I'll get more copies. I had put them out at the last two meetings. We'll make some more for this one.
There's $2,100 in the budget for...
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Karen Carrero, 181 Holiday. I got you, Cheryl. There's $2,100 for lease equipment, office equipment.
Right. That's the one I just asked about.
Right.
Yes.
Why don't we buy one?
We talked about that at the because of our budget meeting before. The way... Well, Keith could probably explain it. But.
Yeah. Sheree would be better. But they work at it in the office, and they say it... It's super much better this way because we would have to pay repairs and they come out and repair it and they provide stuff. That really would be spending much more than that if we bought one.
The office I worked in New York, school district, we leased all of our copy machines for the whole district and two copiers in my district office and saved thousands because repairs are unbelievably expensive. And when you lease a machine, you don't have to pay for a person to come and repair it. And if it's that bad, they take the machine out and give you a new one. So it really...
So $2,100 for the year is a good price? I don't understand it.
I don't know if they've researched
They've done bids before, and yeah, it's the best price we got for lease.
It's a good
Yes.
Net Regis 409 Holiday. First off, I worked for RICO for 2 years. First, when was the last time the contract to lease this equipment was reviewed? Second, has there ever been an option where we can lease the equipment without this charge of copying on the machine? Because reviewing some of these statements is an awful lot of office equipment, paper, cartridges, things like that, going through a two-person office. I mean, you don't copy that much to send out. A mass mailing, yes. The little census to the park, yes. Why are the expenses for copy paper in the office so high? I mean, really high for a small office of two people. And when did you review last your lease agreement with RICO?
It's been an ongoing thing for several months. I had a couple of people call me interested in renewing just reviewing their contract. They didn't come close to what RICO had to offer. RICO is a national corporation.
I know.
You know that. And
yes.
They couldn't come close to what they provide us with, not only with the copies, the ink or the whatever it is, but their service is amazing. We can call them and they'll be here the same day. So far as the use of paper, I can say just for the deed restrictions in the About Us book, I don't know how much paper we went through. How many people are on that committee, and I must have made maybe 100 copies per person on the committee, plus each board member.
I can understand. Those are existential circumstances, but on a regular basis, even without using the copier and the paper for those, there's an awful lot of expenditures for buying cases of paper on a regular basis that you're not making 2,000-3,000 copies per month.
I don't think that we're being charged for
2,000-3,000
copies.
No, I'm not talking through RICO. They're charging you. I'm talking about Office Depot or Office Max.
No, I understand. You're talking about the materials themselves.
There's
paper,
an awful lot
of
office supplies for, like I said.
I don't know. We supply
we're doing passes at the gatehouse, I will occasionally give a ream of paper to one of the trustees or a committee member if they're going to be doing a lot of extra typing on their own. Other than that, I don't think it's excessive. If you'd like to go through and look at our bills and, you know,
I did
compare it to
give
our
us numbers.
Paper. I have no use for paper, Annette.
I'm just saying.
Neither does
wait,
the staff.
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm not insinuating anything. It's just for
well,
a small
what are you,
office.
What are you saying then? I mean, do you,
do
think
you have
on Tuesdays if you'd like to come in? Also, no. This is a very good point.
Can I finish, please?
I was not finished.
3 minutes is up.
You have an inventory of what you have right now in office supplies. You should have a detailed inventory.
I can't help out how much paper. I try to be frugal, and we try to take it easy. We have to recopy things.
It's
if you
just
come in on, can I finish?
Time's
just let
up.
Me finish.
It's just, excuse me, she
if
didn't
I
answer the
answer
question.
You, Annette.
Do you have, I just a question.
Please.
Do you, I, what, would she please, question. Do you have an inventory of your office supplies? That's the question.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
Okay, I'd like to see it after the meeting.
I don't inventory paper clips, Annette.
Can I make just one comment? We have this meeting. We have a meeting like this every 2 weeks. This is the paper I get right here, myself, let alone other people. You can't believe how much copies and recopies goes to us, too, because they have to print out stuff.
I just want to say one thing as well. We have a gentleman from the church, and he comes in every Tuesday, and he gets our recycling. We don't charge, but a lot of times we have to reprint things. You're welcome to come in on a Tuesday and see how much paper, unfortunately, we do waste. And I hate to admit it, but we do. And I'm glad we are recycling, but we do have some waste as well. So that's what I was trying to, the point I was trying to make. I apologize for interrupting.
Wayne, and then Mark.
Who's that?
Wayne Adams, 1143 Greenview Court. I'm looking at this thing. It's the first time I ever looked at it. And there's a lot of things on here I don't quite understand. Like, what is contract services? That went up over $16,000 the last 2 months. I don't know what that is.
What? Where? What page are you on?
I'm on page, like the second page. It's underneath repairs and maintenance. And then it
oh,
says
that's our
repaired and managed streets. I ain't seen nothing done on these streets in here since I've lived in here. So I don't know where that money's going.
The contract services is mowing our lawns.
That's mowing our lawns?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's landscape management. That's Dwayne fixing stuff in our park. Contract services means we've contracted to somebody. We contract to Flawless. They get paid every month. The reason it looks like $33,000 is because in previous month it wasn't the 16 plus, so the payments ended up in the same month.
Yeah, we're trying to use a credit card to pay some of these bills because they get 1% back. The problem with the mowing place, they said if you're going to pay us a credit card, we're going to charge you 3% more. So we said, we better pay in cash. We'll keep that. But with the Spectrum and those, when we charge those, we get 1% back, and they don't charge us anymore.
Charges.
We get a little savings there. And so that's what
until they start charging us more. And the repair and maintenance on the streets, I can't speak to every single charge, but we have bought a new striping machine. And I'm sorry you don't notice, but our red, our yellow and white markings.
I've noticed that.
Okay. That's part
that,
of it.
But when it comes to fixing the holes in the street, I've seen how they do that. They get a bag of that stuff, and the maintenance guy goes out with a shovel, throws it in a hole, done. That ain't going to fix nothing. Car keeps riding over it, it goes. So we're throwing money away. If we're going to get them fixed, let's get them fixed right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark?
Mark Bodo, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard. I have kind of the same questions. I see on landscape management, we're 222% of the budget. That's on page 2, I believe. On page 3, repair and maintenance grounds equipment, 421%. What are we doing to ensure that we're budgeting better for these things and not exceeding them by so much?
I don't see where you're talking.
Top of 3.
Okay.
Top of 3.
The bottom of page 2 was the first question. Okay. Landscape management.
Is 222%. Which means we're 122% over our budget?
Yes, and it's a small budget item, so when we do something electric at I think, what was that, Cherie?
We
trimmed all the trees.
Isn't that Alpine?
We trimmed all the palm trees.
And we knew when we voted him in that it was over our budget. Yes. We discussed that at a meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
It was like going to double our budget because he was at least $10,000. So that is an item that we knew was going to be over budgeted when we decided last, I don't know what month we decided that Dave Alpine, he worked on it for months, cutting down and trimming trees. Yeah, so that one.
When we're talking about the budget later, some of the items I put in the budget, I try to put them a little high so when we come up with a new idea or a new project, we can put it in. Well, we weren't planning on redoing the trees last year, which would, in this case, was another half of our budget, you know, on top of what we had kind of planned. So we try to stay reasonable, but yet we try to leave room to take in new projects, but not big ones. And that's where some of the smaller budgeted items get over percentage-wise. They look bad because percentage-wise they're way up there. But usually it's because we've got an extra project we put in there that we hadn't planned for, or they just haven't come out.
And where do those monies come from?
Oh, the monies, they come from the general contingency funds.
All right.
And that's kind of where some of our big projects, like now the bocce ball courts are coming in. They come from contingency funds and stuff like that.
Well, we've looked at that, and we've made adjustments for that for the following budget.
We're trying. Yes, we do as best we can. Right. Now, the thing is, we shouldn't need to cut the trees again for, I think, 2 years?
Two.
Yeah. And so it's like, if there's another project, we don't know what it is, it might come up. But that should be okay for next year because we'll have the trees done.
Thank you.
So what is the grounds equipment? Why did that go over so much? That's on the top of 3. I know we bought that mower with the mulcher bag for the leaves. I know that was a purchase to clear the streets of leaves a couple months ago, but I don't know what other purchases we've had on that one.
Yeah, that was 348. Then we had a couple bigger ones. I just think we didn't. We thought because we'd gotten rid of the grounds crew, we didn't have to put as much money in there, and we do have to keep new equipment, or not new, repair equipment, new equipment to replace that was gone.
We have chains for the chainsaw. We had to buy a pull saw to trim some of the higher branches off of the palm trees that we can do in-house, miscellaneous things like that. It's really not horribly over, but those items did add up. Chainsaws, I think we're going to have to get another pressure washer at some point as well. Not right now.
And as you can see, we budgeted $200, which probably wasn't enough.
It's not enough. Yeah, that sounds very low.
Yeah.
Next, Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Maybe the people in this park don't realize how our office works. Look at these trustee books with hundreds of pages in them, folks. I printed out thousands and thousands of pages for the trustee books.
Please.
I'm talking. I'm sitting on a committee right now doing the About Us book stuff. Each one of us got that many. Am I correct? That many.
Oh, absolutely.
That easily. Look at all the paperwork sitting in front of the trustees right now. Stand at the window and watch these people run on the copy machine. How many thousands of pages do we do for the guardhouse every month? for visitors' passes and other paperwork. Come on, folks. We're not trying to steal a goddamn ream of paper.
Okay. Call the question.
No, we're not talking budget. We're talking treasurer's report.
We're talking treasurer's report. Not.
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday Park Boulevard. I reviewed the prospective budget we got on Wednesday, and I have a question. I'm sorry if I am not entertaining you. I have a question to direct.
Are you talking about this, or are you talking about the budget?
This.
You refer to this. We are not talking about that right now. I am sorry, Annette. You make this meeting go an hour longer than it has to.
I have questions.
Ask.
About this.
Be to the point and let's go on.
Cherie, what under what line category is the line item of purchasing food for the clubhouse employees? Because I went through everything. I'm curious. In 2020, you spent $972.36 on food. For 2019, you spent $777.72. And this is just for the people up here. And I'm just curious as to, I've not come across anything that the residents have okayed or there's a motion passed for you to buy food out of our money for the employees. A Christmas party or a retirement party, yes. But this seems to be frequently on the charge card. You're purchasing food for the employees. I'd like to know where in the budget that is, what line item, and when was that authorized?
Okay, the food purchases, that's gonna be yes, Annette, is it? It was our Christmas party. We did not go to Siggy's like we did the year before. So we had it in-house. I'm thinking it's this year as well. I also went shopping and I cooked for the fire department. I cooked for the police department. I brought in meals for the folks doing the decals for the owner registration. These are some items that fall in that category. Kathy's retirement, an occasional kudos to the staff. What do you think I do, Annette? I'm sorry. You're just looking for something. You know, I'm responsible, and I certainly know that, and I accept my responsibility. And I'm telling you. When I have staff meetings, I may get pizza. When I have staff meetings, I may get cookies. I'd have to look through every single receipt, and I don't have time for that right now, Annette, okay? You know, really, after the meeting or tomorrow, if you want to come in, I'll go through every single line item.
I think we could expedite these meetings if you have individual questions for the district manager. They don't have to be asked in this surrounding. If you have a problem, an issue, go talk with her. Don't take up everybody's time. If we don't have trust in the people that we have, there's something wrong. I mean, if we want to sit here and spend all our time looking at every little jot and tittle, it's crazy. I'm sorry. You weren't entertaining me today. No, you weren't. I think we need a motion to accept the treasurer's report for April.
I move we accept the report.
I second the motion.
Kay and Paul, okay. All in favor, raise your right hand.
8-0.
Okay. The district manager's report.
All of the striping, the sign striping and exit signs have been painted. The white street lines will be painted upon completion of the sidewalk installation. Terry, phenomenal job. Thank you so much. Yes. And we're not going to leave out Mr. Moore either. He helped as well. Yes, your hubby, Cher.
I'm sorry, was there a mention of money in there? Anybody with my money?
What? No. All three backflow water meters were inspected by Tucker's Plumbing, and the inspections were submitted to the City of Palm Bay. I'm happy to report that we had no corrections and repairs to be done. The Cirrus Environmental Services Inc. contract for disaster recovery debris removal services has been signed. The contract is good from June 1st, 2021 through May 31st, 2022. We will be using the terms and conditions of the City of Palm Bay, Florida for debris removal and disaster relief if or when it is in the best interest of Holiday Park. We have received to date one bid for the hurricane shutters for the clubhouse. We have appointments set for June 2nd, with two other companies scheduled for May 28th and June 1st. We probably will not have them this year, but it may be something to consider for the next hurricane season. Spectrum has replaced all of the cable lines at the end of Sunrise. I don't know if people who live in that area, when they had put the fence up, the line was behind the fence. They've now moved it in front of the fence, so it's on our property. And they have relocated them on our side, and they placed them in conduit. After two companies were here unsuccessfully to repair the gate arm, I asked Jose to take a look. He repaired it, and it is working fine. Sports Surfaces has started the bocce court and renovations. This should take approximately 1 week. I'm going to say two. The weather is going to be wonderful this week, so I would assume they're going to get a lot done. And they're doing a great job. Jim Gahan is like mother hen. He hasn't left. He hasn't left that area since they started. So I spoke to Byron, the owner representative, or the representative for the owners of 441 Holiday Park and 1183 Greenview. I'm waiting for the signed contracts for the removal of the homes to be emailed to me. They have agreed to remove the homes. What they're doing, they're having a problem with the removal of the concrete. So we're kind of negotiating that. They do have a contract, however, to remove those two homes. There are three contracts submitted for the three of the Palm Bay-owned homes, 340 Holiday Park Boulevard, 194 Holiday Park Boulevard, and 171 Holiday Park Boulevard. There's a typo on my report, so it had 194 twice. It's 190. It's 171. We're waiting for the city's approval. After the buyer, purchaser, they will submit to Holiday Park a signed contract for the removal of the homes. We currently have one bid for the gate, for the exit gate at the gatehouse. I actually got another one in this afternoon. I'm waiting for one more bid if I can get it. The squatters at 437 Holiday Park Boulevard are scheduled for a summary hearing in June. This means they will have to present their case to the judge and explain how they have lived at this address going on 2 years with no running water. We are hoping the judge will order the health department to condemn the home. The unauthorized people living at 244 Holiday Park Boulevard have been moved. They have moved. Holiday Park will be filing a claim against the owner for attorney's fees. The cats from 220 Charm Court are gone. This has been going on for 10 years plus. They've been relocated to a farm. Okay, administration. I will be having a complete right hip replacement on Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. My plan is to be out of the office for a minimum of 2 weeks. The doctor has said recovery may take up to 8 weeks. I heal quickly, so I am quite sure 2 weeks will be adequate. I will wait for the doctor's release. I will be working from home on a laptop network to the office. The invoices will be emailed to me for approval as well as any other issues that may arise. I will keep the trustees informed of my progress on a daily basis. I will use 1 week vacation and sick time accumulated for the day of the surgery and any time I am not able to be in contact with the trustees and office staff. I will be meeting with all department supervisors and they will have clear instructions on what the protocol is in case of an emergency, accident, etc. Dial 911, of course, in the event of an emergency. Accidents will be immediately reported and an incident report must be submitted, and depending on the nature of the event, an immediate drug test will be required. Kathleen Richardson has temporarily returned to fill in as administrative secretary to assist the training and overall office duties during my convalescence. Margaret Moore will be joining our admin team as well. She hails from Florida Institute of Technology. I will be working with the team for 2 weeks before my surgery. During these 2 weeks, Stacy and I will be conducting a full inspection of the entire park and storage compound. All properties, homes not in compliance with Holiday Park rules and regulations will be receiving a violation notice. Margaret and Kathleen will be filing and documenting in our File Pro database all of the census forms, resident rental registration decal renewals, and golf cart decals. They will be preparing a mail merge and mailing out the budget letters to the owners as well. During my absence, Stacy will be focusing on updating the current violation spreadsheets and documenting all violations via Excel. I will be checking in with the office on a regular basis. Thank you.
Any questions? Board of Trustees? Joanne?
Joy Gang at 241 Berry Court. What is being done with the oyster shells that we paid $15,000 for? Are they going to use that as a base?
No. The oyster shells, we did have a plan to put the oyster shells in the retention pond in front of the clubhouse, but we were told that it was against the EPA. So we don't know what we're going to do with them right now, but there's a lot of possibilities.
Could we use them to, like, put around a fencing
Absolutely.
Or something?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're worth a lot of money.
Yes.
I don't want to see that used as a base under
really
concrete.
Nice. They're really decorative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could maybe long fencing or something?
I think so. I think that's a great idea. So we're still in the kind of deciding stages. Anyone have any ideas?
That's, I was going to say, great. Do you have a particular place you think might look good with them?
No.
An area?
I'll think about it.
Okay, good.
All of you think about it,
yeah.
too. Like to hear your ideas. No, I'm sorry, I had a twofer. With Margaret Moore, one, is she a full-time employee? Will she be requiring benefits? And why, after 30 years, did she leave FIT?
She does not require benefits. She will not be full-time. She was furloughed as well as probably 75% of the staff at FIT. She has retired. She chose not to go back to full-time. She's looking for something part-time. And we hired her, and we'll see how she works out. I think she's going to be an asset. She has a lot of knowledge. So she's semi-retired or in retirement. She doesn't have to work a certain amount of hours, but we're certainly not going to work her more than 25 or 30 hours a week.
Judy?
Judy Turcotte, 114 Holiday Park. Just an FYI, 4 cats were seen lying in the driveway on Charm Court last week. Yesterday, too.
People, we cannot feed these cats. I don't know what else to say. I have broken my back for 3 years trying to get rid of these. I thought I had control. I don't know if y'all are letting your cats run out wild, because if you are, they're going to go to their, they're going.
We didn't get close enough to see if she has food bowls out.
That's what I was going to ask. Do we know if she's feeding them?
Do you recognize, this is crazy, but do you recognize any of them?
No. I don't know one cat from another.
We literally caged over, I want to say 10 cats. And in the process, we got a ton of raccoons, possums. I am going to get right on this so we don't lose control again. Thank you.
Becky.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I'm this. Hello? Can you hear me?
Not very. I can hear you because you're right here, but yeah, it doesn't sound like it's on.
Anyway, I have a big voice. I misunderstood what you said about the golf cart decals. You're doing them while you're in recuperation, or?
Yep.
Who's doing them? How are they doing them? What's going on?
Okay. Kathy's going to be here for, I can't say 100% sure how long, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. She's going to be working with Margaret, and Stacy's going to be concentrating on violations out in the park. So the three of them are going to be taking care of the renter decals and also the golf cart decals. When they come up around under the portico, they can get their decal. They'll check and make sure that their assessments are paid. And at that point, there are no violations.
Are they going to... the left.
You're talking about... I know what you're talking about. I know. Registration, I mean...
No, it left.
Okay. Join the club, Becky.
Karen Carrera, 181 Holiday. Cherie, did you ever ask the guys for the bocce court about taking out that center island?
Between the two courts?
No. Up at the gate. Remember, we were supposed to have that pulled out a year ago or 2 years ago, and it's still there?
You're talking about the concrete.
Yeah, because they might have the equipment to do that while they're here.
We talked about it. We haven't gotten with them yet. They're going to be here for... Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
When are you going to post it, and where are you going to post it?
Okay, we've already posted the decals for the renters. The
renter decals. Yeah, but that doesn't say decals for golf carts.
No, we're gonna post those this week.
Can we ask Diane Bell to post it on the Holiday Park Living?
Yep, we sure can.
Real quick, I kind of have one question. What are we asking for from the golf cart people? Are we asking any type of registration, ownership, or what?
Just where they, just their name, their address.
Just get a resident and phone number.
Right, and then what we're going to do is once they give us their name, we're going to know their address, we're going to know their phone number, and this will be documented in FilePro. So we can access it anytime we need to, and we'll have probably, we will have a paper copy as well.
I just have to ask one question. Are the golf carts
allowed?
You
have to tell us who you are.
My name is Wayne Adams. I live at 1143 Greenview. Are the golf carts allowed to go out of this park? Why do I see them go out of the park all the time?
The thing is,
they can do whatever they want. It's the Palm Bay police that are going to come after them. We don't have control of that.
Shouldn't the guy at the guard say, no, you can't take these out of the park? No.
It's not up to him.
But basically, the thing is, they're not legal out of the park. Are our guard going to stop them? No. The policeman on the outside will tell you, they're going to ticket. Basically why we put a sign, golf carts not allowed outside, because the outside doesn't allow them. It's not the inside.
That's up to the Palm Bay Police Department.
We just seen one go out of the park yesterday.
Yeah, at their own risk.
I have a question, and I should have thought this out clearly. I have not done golf cart decals before. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I was never told that they needed decals or whatever. Now,
we charge for the rental decals for vehicles. So for the renters, we don't charge for the decals for the golf carts. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Item number 9A, district manager's evaluation. Board of Trustees, did you all get an email from me with this sheet? Okay.
Yes.
I was not at my computer when I had the brainstorm because I had an issue with trying to send something to Stacy, and she didn't get it. I did it again, and then she was able to get it. But then I had the thought, I wonder, you know, I sent this out to the board last week. Did they get it?
I didn't get it.
I'm glad.
How many didn't get it? Or did I?
Well, this is the, let me know if you didn't get it. Those Jim, you didn't because you don't have an email.
I couldn't download it.
I looked at yours, and I looked, no, Kay, I looked your email up and sent it. Okay. If you didn't, listen carefully. Everybody. This is the evaluation of the district manager done by the Board of Trustees. The categories follow the format of the job description. So number one issue item was duties and responsibilities. Cherie was given a 3.6. Number two, district personnel, 3.7. Policies and procedures, 3.5. Regulatory, 3.7. Meetings, 4.0. Finance, 3.5. Payroll, 3.9. Purchasing and payments, 4.0. Information systems, 3.3. Attendance, 4.1. Education, skills, and qualifications, 3.5. Physical, number 12, 4.6. Now, she was rated on a 1 to 5. 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. So she's pretty much rated into the slightly above average, I would say, if you, because we did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 didn't have a word description like excellent, outstanding, or, you know, lousy. So the numbers give you the fact that she is pretty much between 3.3 and 4.6 for her variety of ratings. Pardon me? Mm-hmm. Okay. In addition, I took note of a number of comments made by board members regarding some of the categories. Some thought that directions were not always clear to personnel. Another commented that new hirees seemed to get favored over the veterans of the park. Follow-up was lacking on the part of the district manager. Proper business English is not always evident in her communication. Tends to be slow in hiring replacement workers. Then there is a question, do we have someone assigned to maintain equipment? Obviously it's not the district manager, but does she have somebody assigned? Because several examples were cited which shows lack of oversight on the equipment. So there are things that the board would say needs her attention. Any comments, any questions, board people?
Mine is what equipment, I guess, would she be responsible for? Are we talking like the gate where she calls somebody in, or is she talking about the chainsaw?
Well, the gator was one particular vehicle sighted. Okay. About
that, so you're talking about the things for the grounds people, but bigger items, not just or
right.
Okay. Thank
you. I should say that, and this isn't a new phenomenon, but it's been every time I was chairman of the board and had to do the review thing, that not everybody felt comfortable reviewing all of the issues. Like, I think there was a comment on payroll. Now, Keith is very much involved with payroll. And I was for a bit, that I was signing and looking at the payroll to see hours and that sort of thing. But otherwise, unless you make a special effort, you wouldn't see that phase of her fulfilling a responsibility. One of the things, and I forgot to say it this time when I gave these out a couple weeks ago, I told, because we had similar situation where we had new people that came on like in January and were doing this in May, and so they didn't have a breath of time to work. But I told them one of the best things you can do to see lots of things about Cherie is to ride with her when she goes on her mission to check out violations. You can see her interaction with the residents. You see how she addresses them about problems. I was trying to think what else I observed when I was riding with her a couple of times. But it gives you a picture, a little better picture than what you just have sitting here in a meeting. So those of you who have another year on your docket, you might want to take the time to take a ride with her and look at this, and you can tuck that away till next year, and you'll have some background in terms to address it. I think this is basically a report item. There's no action to be taken. I cleared up a question that somebody had prior to the meeting, and raises aren't worked on till September, when all the raises are acted on to go into effect for the October budget. So some of you who had a concern about salary and that kind of recommendation, that's not happening today. So if you came for that, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Okay. Maybe I should ask, any of you have any responses to what you heard in terms of the trustee's view of her work?
Hi, I'm Linda Santa Maria, 113 Holiday Park Boulevard. I heard what things you review for her. Well, actually, it is a review, an annual review. Do you put positive things in there also, like not what she needs to work on? That was my question. You know, like when you get a review, you hear things you need to work on, then you hear positive things also. That's it.
Okay, good idea.
Nice thoughts.
I think I didn't bring the packet of the summation of that here, but there were things that were said positively in her evaluation. Yeah. Okay. B is deed restrictions. Now, here are some ground rules. March 2nd, we did deed restrictions for the first time in Board of Trustees at a meeting, and we've got one, two, three, four, five pages of notes. None of this is going to be rehashed again. Okay? We covered that. We don't want to hear about how many lots a person should have again. Okay? We don't want to hear about the stake marks in the ground where your lot is talked about again. We've got that information. This is to say, do we have anything else that hasn't been covered? Item one was the property ownership. Item two was caregivers. Three was the fine structure. And four was the survey. A survey be done and marked and staked before a unit is sold or a new unit is approved. That's what that was all about. Okay? Now, do we have other items that you want to be considered as we deal with deed restrictions?
Should we read the,
Mark.
Mark Bodo, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard. So I was looking over the packet I was given. That is the information packet you get when you first come into the park. And that was back in 2015. So I was trying to find out what deed restrictions had been amended and approved, and I don't find that anywhere. And I understand that when we're working on them, or if there's been an update to them, that we don't want to do that all until we have everything done together and do it at one time for for expense reasons.
Right.
How do I get the copies that people are working from so I know what the change is from the other documents? So say there's an original and you're working off an original document and you're making changes so that I can balance them against what the original was.
Okay. Are you only talking deed restrictions right now? Or are you talking...
Well, you had deed restrictions, policies, rules, and
we're
okay.
Only doing deed restrictions.
Yeah, but let me just explain, if I may, that the other documents, the bylaws, the policies and rules and regulations, can be updated at any time by any board. You can come to us and say, I've read this, something doesn't sound right, you present it to us, we can discuss it and change it at the next meeting. That can be done every 2 weeks, every month, every quarter, whatever. Deed restrictions cannot be changed by a committee. It is something that why we had the special meeting where everybody was giving us some feedback of what they'd like to see in our deed restrictions goes to committee to discuss. We will bring it back again to you. This is going to be a back and forth that the way I understand it has taken months in the past, and the last time the deed restrictions was updated was 2015. So there is no changes because you get to vote on it. We have to have a ballot printed up with exactly what changes are being made. So as far as deed restrictions go, there are no changes.
So deed restrictions is...
Is what you have is the right, is all we have right now. That's like the law that says we have to do this. That's why we're a special community, is because of these deed restrictions.
Right.
Those other things are all the other freaking
so
rules
really
we decide.
There's really no original document. They can be changed anytime, so we don't keep an update to.
Deed restrictions cannot be changed.
I'm not saying deed restrictions. I'm saying other forms.
The other forms?
Look at.
Are you familiar with the forms that are posted up in the vestibule, the HPPOA? We've been talking about updating documents. I'm on the committee, a trustee on the committee, and then we have Bruce.
Well, instead of taking up all your time, maybe I'll just call you sometime. And
absolutely.
Speak with you about
but I want you to go look out on the bylaws are listed in there.
I saw what was up there, and I got copies of that.
And then in the other vestibule in the HPPOA office are all the other changes that are being recommended. They're in color.
Right.
Some things coming out, some things going in. Most of it's just grammatical changes, most right. of it. So
maybe I can get with you on that.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Just
Mark, the other comment to make is that you can see these other documents on the Holiday Park
website. There.
Website. There you have, and it lists.
Is that where people are able to comment and do all this other stuff too?
Pardon me?
Is this where people can comment and stuff? I don't
no,
go
no,
on the website.
No, our website.
Holiday Park website, not somebody's Facebook page.
Not Facebook, but our. Have you been on our website before?
Probably
it's
not.
Has all of our legal documents posted. Right at the very beginning, Cherie had it put up. It's really nice the way you did it. It's the very front page on the home page, proposed recommendation changes, and it's all highlighted and everything, so you can see it right on your computer.
All right, thank
changes.
You.
Karen Carrero, 181 Holiday. I'm not sure if it's in deed restrictions or not. When someone has a car that's given to them and it's not in their name for personal reasons, whatever, why can't they get a sticker? Now, I was told it was deed restrictions and that couldn't be changed. I don't think it's anybody's business if you can afford a car or you can't afford a car. And the example I'm talking about is 120 Holiday, which was my brother's home. He passed away. I sold it to a family member. She's been in this park. This is her third year. Her son gave her a car. It's nobody's business why it's not in her name, but she cannot get a sticker. When she bought the place, by the time she took it over, there was mold, there was weeds. She needed to put grate or whatever on her skirting because there was opened areas. And she did all that, and she said, and it was, she couldn't get a sticker because of that. So she did it. And then she couldn't get a sticker because they found out in the office that the car was not in her name, it's in her son's name. She has complied with everything. She doesn't owe 5 cents. She's up to date with all her park fees and everything else. You have a squatter down the road that has a vehicle with a sticker on it and can come in and out of that gate as they choose, but my cousin has to go through grief and get a temporary paper and hang it out the window, and she's a property owner. And if that's in the deed restrictions, I really think it needs to be removed. It's nobody's business if somebody can afford a vehicle or they can't. I hope we can get it resolved because I think this is ridiculous.
The squatters, that's such a sensitive situation, Karen, and I apologize.
But they have a sticker. I'm
they
just
don't.
Talking about that.
And if they don't. If they do, it's definitely expired. It's a very, very touchy thing because they now have all of these organizations that, I forget the terminology for it, but just because the electricity is in their name, you know, they're, I can't think of the terminology. That's why we're having to go in front of the judge. But so far as the registration goes, excuse me, that is a rule of the park.
Is it a deed restriction? Because if it's a rule, there's exceptions to every rule.
Well,
you know, I just don't.
I do believe it's a deed restriction that the vehicles need to be owned by the owner of the property.
The registration has to be in their name.
But why? What difference does that make for a deed restriction?
Let's get Joanne up here. So she's probably the expert on that.
Okay. I just wanted to say to the Board of Trustees and to anyone out there too, whenever there is a problem that goes against something, you always have the right to come and ask for a hearing before the board for an exemption exempt you.
There's
from
always an exception.
Whatever.
Yes.
That you have the right to come, and your cousin can do that. It sounds reasonable to me right now. I don't know all the circumstances, but you always have the right to come before the board. And we've had people, for different various reasons, come before the board and ask for an exemption or whatever. So you'd have her do, I would tell her to do that.
Okay, she's come to the office a number of times and talked to Cherie.
And Cherie... It's not being, being changed. They're being evaluated for that one particular circumstance. And the board has the right at that point to grant an exception or a variance.
It is in the deed restrictions. I just found it.
Yeah, but she can come before the board to ask for an exception.
But the thing is, the office can't change it.
Cherie, Cherie could have brought it to the board and asked for a hearing for years present, and she would have to be present to do that.
Karen, with all due respect, and I'm not being mean or anything, but if the registration isn't in her name,
everything on the home is in her name.
No. I'm not. I'm thinking about with the DMV. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works, but it's none of my business. I'm just saying.
Anyone can.
Right. As long as the registration is current, correct?
Mm-hmm, it is.
All right. Well, if the board wants to give me direction on that, I'm just following the rules, and I don't have a problem with making an exception. However, it's in the deed restrictions.
Yeah, you were basically saying you can get the information and come to the board, either of you, to get us to vote on an exemption to the deed restrictions. In other words, just bring her case. We're not changing the deed restrictions.
And
Karen, just giving her an exemption.
A letter would be perfect. Just three or four sentences in one paragraph, and it would be just one line item, yay or nay, and I think that would be okay.
Okay, I wish this could have happened 3 years ago because this is really crazy. Thank you.
Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. The board handled this issue once before because we have people that rent cars. They rent vehicles, and they're not in their name.
They're
allowed to get a decal. I know the board passed that.
I think rental cars are in the name. My daughter leases a car.
But they don't own it.
But the registration is in her name. I'm just going to play devil's advocate here and ask you if you were to give us that letter request that we be allowed to get it in sooner rather than later so we can get our thoughts around it and figure out what problems there may be and why this would be in the deed restrictions to begin with before we vote on whether there would be an exception or not. Thank you.
Other issues? So we have our fill of deed restrictions. Okay. That's good to hear.
We're done?
Are we moving on to C?
We're moving on to C.
Wow. Okay, then.
LED sign updates. Are you going to...
That's me.
...take the role?
We've been talking about LED signs for a couple months now. We were able to get two companies to bid. They're within $1,800 of each other or something. Am I supposed to talk about this or can I make a motion? Or do I make a motion? Pardon me? Okay. So we've gotten two quotes. We had initially started with what they call a 16 millimeter, which is only red against brown lettering, and that's all there was. A lot of people wanted more, so I went back to them and asked for what's wrong with mine? Am I too loud, Earl? You cut me off. Did you cut me off, Earl? we asked for color, which gives a millimeter, lower millimeter, which gives you more pixels. I don't understand the technology behind it. But what it ends up doing is giving us a full color option. Like one gave us the American flag,
It can be done. This is blue and yellow, and I mean, just all the colors can be done. So we have the two quotes for the front sign out by the gate, and what they've quoted is a sign that would fit in the base that's already there, so there would be no tearing down. It would just be taken apart, put the sign in. One of them's putting the same top that's on of it. One of us wants to put a new top with vinyl lettering. It would have to be connected electrically to the gatehouse, and it would have to use our gatehouse internet, which Cherie assures me we have there. It would be controlled by computer and or cell phone. It would be a two-sided sign, the same that we have now as business on the front, party in the back. And it would be two different controls. And HPPOA would have access to their side from a cell phone, if that's what they choose to do, or their computer, whatever. Now do I make the motion? Have I given enough information? I want to make them. Okay, the prices are, one sign is $21,281. The other sign is $21,646. So it's only about $450 difference in price.
And they both have a sign. They're really double signs.
Both are double signs.
And they're
both masters, they call them.
In color.
And they're both in color. One, the actual one that's a little bit less expensive, 21.6. This one's less expensive. 21.2 is a 12 millimeter, and 21.6 is a 10 millimeter. So I don't think that's too much of a difference. The 16 and the 12 was a lot of a huge difference. I can say that I feel... I'm not going to say anything. We did not.
I will speak on Cher's behalf. I've been getting between the gate arms, sidewalks, other major projects that we have going on. Everyone is out of their minds busy. If any company is even worth it, they're so backed up. That goes with hurricane shutters, and I can see where she's coming from. Kay and I have been working on the lift for the pool, and we got two solid bids too. So I don't know where that puts us. I'm just reinforcing what you're saying with the third bid. It's either companies think we're not big enough, and the companies that have, they're reputable. For sure, but I'm just making a comment.
Please. Mark Bodo, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard. Does this estimate, does it take into account the electrical and looking at the box where we would be getting the power off of so that we aren't overloading anything?
I can tell you I have no idea about that. Do we think that might be an issue at the gatehouse?
I don't think so. I don't think that it's going to be that great of an expense. Will there be an expense? Probably. Will it exceed $1,000? I don't think so. I really don't. I think it might entail a junction box. It might entail maybe. I don't think it's going to entail another account with Spectrum, because it's not going to be the internet, all right? We're not going to be hooked up to the internet for the sign. So right. It's just going to be a matter of using the power.
I met with one of the representatives.
Good question, Mark.
And he didn't mention to me that we would need any extra. I would have thought he would have said that. I mean, he is talking to me. But I will definitely... Neither one of them, we've corresponded email and telephone, neither one of them ever mentioned that we needed anything special for electricity. And I'm looking at the They don't say it on their quotes either. The only thing they do list, it says 120 volt primary power. That's like your plug in your house, right?
Yeah.
So that's, it's nothing. And the only time we're, we need internet in order to make the changes on the sign, but that's the only time you use the internet. Once it's on the sign, you're off. Once you send it to the sign, you're off the internet. So it's not like the sign uses 24/7 internet, but it will use 24/7 electricity. Oh, that's right, it's lit. So I think the 120 volt means it's the same as anything else, but
it's what's out there now.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay. We going to make a motion, or are we going?
You going to make a motion?
He's got a
question. Oh, go ahead. Speak into your microphone, please, sir.
Microphone.
Into your microphone.
Jim, speak into your microphone.
That's okay.
Make sure it's on. Up is on.
Hello. I'm kind of coming late to the meeting, you know, with the knowledge that you have, but why do we need two signs?
We have that sign out front. The agreement in the park is that the front side is district office information, business meetings. The back side is HPPOA and events.
Right.
And only in case of emergency type stuff can the business office take over the back from HPPOA. So they will have, and that what they do is on these signs, they usually have what they call a master and a slave, and it says the same thing on the front as it does on the back, or seems the same thing on the back as it does on the front. We cannot do that. We need it to say two different things, so we have to purchase two different masters, which bumped the price up quite a bit, they said.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? All right, do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve. I don't know which one of these did. I make a motion that, can I just say to spend no more than $22,000 to purchase and have installed the LED sign out at the front gate? Well, that's what I don't know. Here's my dilemma. They're both very, very close in price. One's, they're both 21,000 plus, so that's why I say a maximum of 22. You brought up something in our conversations before about checking references. One of these guys sent me a few of where they have signs. The other one did not. So my recommendation, or my motion to say no more than 22,000 would give us the opportunity to buy from either one of these after we checked all the references. Is that something that you feel comfortable with, or do you want to? I can tell you right now, one of them has definitely had better customer service as far as I'm concerned in contacting me. One of them has 5-year warranty, and one of them has 7-year warranty. That's all I have to say. Yes. Yes. Well, we have to run it to the gate. I mean, the electricity is there already. So it's just hooking it up. Yes. They told me it's... Yes.
Yes, we do.
I did. Oh. Okay. So up to 22,000. I did.
I think she made the motion to spend up to 22,000. We just need a second.
What?
Are we deciding on the color now at this time, or has that been decided?
On coloring?
You proposed two colors, one green, one red.
Oh, no. One was just an all-red sign, and one is multiple color, any color you want.
Okay.
This is, I got the quote for a multicolored one, not a red sign.
Oh, okay.
It was more expensive.
We still need a second in order to continue discussion.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
Now we can have discussion.
Yeah, I'd just like to know, would one of the recommendations on which company would get is the one that could get here the quickest?
Actually, they're both a long ways out.
So when you say a long way, 6 months?
6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, a couple months, hasn't it?
I thought it was awful.
When you said with the word lately. Six, I thought you were going to say 6 to 8 months.
The only thing this is a discussion, maybe it's a little too late in the discussion. How much is it, if you had a master plus a slave, how much does the slave add on to the master?
How much does a master add on? Okay, the slave is less money than master.
I know, how much?
I didn't ask about that because I didn't think it would work.
The thing is, if you have already the master, if you doubled it up like this, you had a master and a slave on this side and a master facing the other way, the slave on the other side, you could get all the six instructions on one.
You could do what with the slave?
Yeah. Get all your announcements on both sides.
Oh.
But it makes a big sign, so.
Oh, I see what you mean. Make the sign double. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I mean, that would be a way to put it both, and it wouldn't, I don't know how much more cost that adds.
Well, I think a master and a slave was about $18,000 the first time I asked, so a master and a master is $21,000.
So a single master is like $11,000?
So if you look at the one estimate that we've got here, it says a single master on the front with a blank aluminum back, nothing on the back, was like $12,000.
So in other words, it's about half price for the slave.
And then if you put a master on the front and a slave on the back, it jumped up to $17,000. And then if you do the two masters, it's $19,000.
Okay. You're looking at the red, though, so those prices are lower than the color one.
But, yeah.
Forget my question.
Yeah. Just a single is still about $12,000. Any other discussion? Terry?
Can you get a football game on it?
I'm sorry.
I don't
know.
Just
the score. Yeah.
Any further discussion? All right, I'm going to call for the question. Those in favor of the motion to spend up to the limit of $22,000 on the purchase of the electrical signs for the front, signify by raising your right hand. All right, those opposed? Hearing?
Yes, thank you!
Yay.
I want to thank the committee for working on this because I know it's been a tireless effort. I know that there's been a lot of negative thoughts about it as well because we're spending money. But I think that this new sign will benefit the park and the people that have to dedicate the hours that it takes to put the old sign together every week. So thank you again to the committee.
Thank you.
And thank you to the board for approving it. The next item on the agenda is the hurricane shutter quotes. Sherry, Cherie, can you please update us on that?
As I had mentioned in my report, we were able to get one bid, and they're quite expensive, almost $7,000. We're going to wait. We're going to get the other two bids, like I said, on the 1st and the 28th and the 1st, 28th of this month and the 1st of June. The lead time for this is several weeks as well. So when we get the other two bids, we'll be able to look at those, and I can present it to the board then. That's the best I can do for that right now.
Mr. Boda?
Mark Boda, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard, Northeast. I just have a question on why we're doing hurricane shutters. We can't come here in a hurricane, right? It's not a hurricane-rated building. I'm just guessing. I know they're expensive because when I put them on my mobile home, they're expensive. So I know they're expensive. Is it, this place has been here for 50 years.
I was asked to get the quotes, Mark. Do I agree with it? Probably not. However, I'm going to have to get a group that will help us put up the wood shutters that we do have in place. We had the lawn crew that would come and put those up every year. We don't have that anymore. We can probably find folks to do it. I'm just getting a bid to find out what it would cost. It doesn't necessarily mean we should get them. People did ask about it, so yep. I'm just, you know, getting the numbers for the board to
all right,
look over.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Okay, so we'll wait to get those other two proposals, and we'll place it on our agenda at that time. Yeah. Moving on. The pool lift update. I'm going to ask Ms. Karen Allen to present us with what she's found, please.
Karen and I are both going to kind of add or talk about this. Upon researching, we actually found out that there's two that would be appropriate for the park, and that's called the Ranger and the Scout. And one of them is for $5,699 on sale right now for $4,499. Again, we are waiting for the second quote, but it's in that ballpark figure. Leslie Pools. Leslie Pools will be the third. And then Leslie Pools, they actually have the lift, but they don't have the installation. And it's actually the same price. So Leslie Pools would have the lift, but then we would have to pay for the installation of it. I don't know how entailed that would get. I would say pretty darn detailed because it's an ADA thing. So just preparation for the board and the residents. If we were to follow through with this, we're talking, Karen, we're talking about what, $4,500? Put your mic on. Put your mic on.
Get close.
Yeah, I'm here. All right, sorry about that. When we were checking the prices with them, and the one they like the most is the Scout. Both of them, they say the Ranger's nice, but the Scout is better in their mind. They also had the one we looked at or talked with. They were going to charge $6,800, and then they have down to $6,297.99, isn't that nice of them? And then they have $500 charge to install, and that's a Ranger. So when we went back with the other two, even though we haven't got a quote from Leslie, the other one has, like she said, for $56.99, and it's down to $4,499. And it is the Scout. The weight limit is 375 in pounds.
And they're from Vero. Is that the one from Vero?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. So they're close.
And approximately within a week, they said they could put it in, so which I thought was very, very nice of them.
Did they tell you how long it was on sale for?
No. He said since we are talking to them about it, that they will try to hold the price until we had the discussion here at the trustees. That's with installation.
Everything.
Everything. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Warranties. Yes, there is, but I don't have that wrote down. I apologize for that. But they were very, very, very nice, very thoughtful. His name is David Allen Garrett, and he's the owner, and he's been doing this for quite a few years.
I would ask that you get all your quotes in place and get them copied for the trustees. Again, more paper, But we need to see these in front of us to do a comparison.
I'm sorry.
We just need all those quotes in front of us to compare. We're not going to vote on it today anyways, right? This is just an update on what's happening.
Okay.
And this has been recently introduced, so I think it's a good idea for everybody to kind of mull over the idea of even having one here. I don't really have an opinion either way. I will say this. I did call the insurance company to see if there is a liability. And they said that it's more of a liability not having one than having one. So I'm not pro or con, but this is what the insurance, and he is actually the owner of the company, and Karen was in my office when
right.
when we spoke to him, which really surprised me. But it seems that a lot of the communities are using these lifts, regardless if it's for a permanent disability or if it's for a temporary disability. Anyway, that's what we heard from the insurance company.
We'll
have it in a full report.
Right. He really thought it would be an excellent idea, protect us as the park. So, but that's what they told us, and we're, like she says, we're still waiting on the one gentleman to send us a quote.
Where would it be installed?
They will tell us where they will put it, out here at the pool. It'll be installed in the warm pool. They didn't tell us any difference on that.
No, and like I said, this is still in the infancy stages. We just contacted the companies, and we were very fortunate to get the information as quickly as we did. So this is more of an introduction of, you know, we've been working on this.
Right.
And we're getting the emails in slowly. So as of Friday,
right,
we just compiled all this
I
stuff.
I have been going to see last trustees meeting. I had been all over, and I went back to the same ones and tried to get some new ones from them, trying to find out who would do it, how long it would take, who they would recommend. You know, there was a lot of traveling back and forth, phone calls with them. They call on different people. So anyway, we come back, and then we said we were going to go over to the Crown Plaza and look at their one that they have that is on back order getting parts. It's a chair. It's a different type one than what we are trying to put in. But they didn't have the parts. They didn't have the chair out so we could even see it. So we didn't go. And all we done was sit and make phone calls, some more phone calls. People were very kind to us when we asked questions. So this is what they told us. They sent us brochures on it. And, I mean, I have them here if anybody wants to look at them. They're very nice looking. If you ever had to get in one, you would find that they are very well set up so that you will not fall. They have you fastened well with it. Has arms on it, so when you lift you down, you will be able to unleash the straps that they have on you so you can get in with and out of it very easy. So both of them look the same. One looks like the arms are a little bit stronger than the other, and I think that's the difference when I'm looking at the scout pictures.
Ms. Reagan?
You know, I don't know anything about motors. I've been trying to get somebody to come and work on a motor at my place, so I can't tell you that. I don't have my husband anymore that took care of that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Net Regas 409. Is it going to be permanently installed, and who will service it? Do they service it?
They will take care of it. Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate and ask a really stupid question.
Well,
so don't laugh at me here. I just really want to understand. Our pools have been here for a very long time, and this has never been an issue. And I'm not saying that it isn't an issue. I'm just saying that it has never been one up to this point. You said that it's better for us to have it financially for our insurance than to not have one, but do
yes.
we actually have the real need to put one in at this
yes,
time?
Yes, we do.
Do we have someone that can't get in and out of the pool that
yes,
requires that service?
Yes, we do.
Do we have just one, or do we have a ton?
I do not know how many we have, but I do know one brought it up. I did find out at one trustee meeting that it's brought up 3 years ago, and everybody just kind of threw it under the rug from what he said, because he said he tried to get it to go through, and they just kind of turned a blind ear to it, or deaf ear to it. This person would love to be in the pool. They would... They need the exercise medically, but that's not the only person. You know, I've seen just a few times that I've come, I've seen some others out here that are handicapped, that they struggle getting in the pool. Now, they get in, but they struggle getting in. And I think it'd be much easier for them to be able to get in and out without so much strength that they have to use.
All right, my other dumb question, and again, I'm thinking off the wall.
Right.
If we were to install this piece of equipment and the individual used it, and for whatever reason, God forbid they were using it, and something happened where they fell as a result of the equipment versus just not going in the pool at all, would we be held liable?
Well, that's why you have insurance.
I'm just saying, though.
That's
why
you have insurance.
I understand
that,
but I'm just saying.
But in the same hand, if we decide not to do it, they can come back and sue us for not doing it.
Well, that's why you have insurance.
That's what the attorney said.
So they could sue. They could sue the park if we don't have them, because we have the handrails. I'm just saying we have the handrails, which are there for safety purposes. We should have signs out there, enter at your own risk. If they're not already there, they should be. And if we do this, I mean, what kind of liability is it placing on the park, not only financially to install it, but financially down the road if something were to happen? God forbid it got stuck and it froze and they were hanging in the air for whatever reason, and it created a mental trauma. I mean, can we be held liable for that? And that's something that you want to think about before you put in a piece of equipment like this that could potentially cause exponential damages.
Yeah. Well, you may consider that, but you have to consider we have people in the park that are paying just like we pay that would like to be able to use it.
I understand that.
Real quick question here. You said it helps our liability. Does it reduce our insurance costs to put it in? Do you know or not?
No.
Okay. And then, so when these are self-operating, or do you have to have somebody there to operate it with a person?
They haven't. They're all self.
They're self-operating. Okay. Now this is kind of, this is a little off the subject, but
she's talking.
We have people that we're trying to record this, and we have people in the audience not coming to the microphone to talk. I know sometimes it's just a comment. Can we pick that up with them back there, or do they need to come to the microphone for us to pick up who's talking in the audience?
Well, they should come to the...
Well, and the thing is, a lot of people raise their hands. I see nothing wrong with people. If you have a question and somebody's talking, come up and line up behind them. That way you can do it more quickly, and yet we still keep our procedures up in the microphone. And I'm not... I'm fine with listening to you talk, but with procedures, just don't need to be wait to call up. Just come up and get in line, and then when one person does, you step up and say your name and address and ask your question. You know, I know it gets to seem a little puzzled. Well, what about this? You got a five-second question, but yeah, I got to walk all the way up. But if you're in line, that'd go quicker. And I think would that work with you?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just don't wait to be called up. If you got a question, come up in line and wait till they get done talking, your turn, then that would work out great.
Well, thank you for listening.
Any more comments or questions, Mr. Steimer?
I have a personal comment, and that
To me, it seems like every handicapped person in this development should be able to get in that swimming pool if they want to. That's the way I feel about it.
And you can add to that easily.
And we're going to make it easier for them to do it.
Thank you, Karen, for all your work, and we look forward to those proposals and getting it back on the board for the next meeting if it's available.
Okay, thank you.
The next item on the agenda, the exit arm at the gatehouse. Who's working on that one? Ms. Cherie, please.
I have one from CDA. I'm sorry, I have one from FDC, Florida Door Control. I just got the other one today from DCP, I think it's called. Anyway, I just got the one today. So they're both pretty much in the same ballpark, probably around $5,500. And that would be for the exit gate and the sensor before the gate and after the gate to, you know, bring the arm up and down. So I'm hoping I can get a third bid, but I got the one, I got the other one today, so that's where we are with that.
I'd like to comment on that if I could.
Go ahead.
I can appreciate the fact that you're getting bids for the exit gate, but initially this was all put before the board on behalf of the gate committee. Now, it looks like there's a thing here where you're picking and choosing what to get bids on and what object you're going after first. When there were things like, did we suspend that extra lane? Is that suspended?
I was asked to get bids on the thingy. That's all I know, on the gate.
Okay, I appreciate that. As far as removing the concrete between the lanes, what happened to that? That's been a year ago that's been approved.
Karen brought it up. We're going to do it. We're going to go to talk to Edmund today as soon as I finish here.
Okay. See, thank you. Thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Speaker between the gates so that the person in the gatehouse doesn't have to get out. He can talk to a car, pulls up with a speaker, right? And then the camera to get the license plate, the rear license plate. Now, those are things that were brought up by the gate committee, and it seems like it's just pushed and shoved away when you're bringing up the exit gate, which was only a part of it. And there's another thing. There's safety fence to be installed behind that concrete in the front. Now, we need to get prices on that, but we need to get some direction, which we intended to in the beginning when Bob Scherer was here, to make a determination of what did you want to get prices on. We can get prices on the gate. We can get prices on the concrete removed. We can get prices on the speaker. We can get prices on the camera. Next thing I know, you're coming up here with prices on the exit gate. The committee had no knowledge of that.
I'm just the messenger. I'm not trying to pass the buck, but I was asked to get.
I'll pick that buck up because I'm the one that suggested it, Terry. We talked about that. This is our last meeting because the meeting prior to that, it had been said the gate committee won't act on anything until November when everybody's back here.
I didn't say that. There's only two of us on the gate committee, me and Beverly.
Bob Shearer said that at a meeting. At the time, Bob Shearer said that at a meeting. I thought about it. The next meeting we had, I said, we're talking safety, correct? Safety can't wait till November is what I said. What's the most thing that we can do right now to keep those guards safe or gate people safe? The arm is what came up. If the gate committee wants to start getting bids on all those things and let us decide all at once and get it done, then do it.
Yeah,
but if they're not going to get bids and we're not going to talk about it, then we need to put the arm in for safety. I'm the one that suggested it.
Pardon me? It's been a year. Let's get the concrete done. Get it out of there. Those guys are standing on a 6-inch piece of concrete between lanes.
I agree.
Come on.
We talked about it at the last meeting.
Let's done. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Cherie?
I just want to, Bob Shearer has, and I will defend him any day. He doesn't get along with everyone. I worked with him extremely well. seriously, we got a lot accomplished. We worked well together, from the lobby doors to putting hot water in the restrooms, a hot water tank in the kitchen, renovating the library. We seriously worked well together. However, he, and I really admire his willingness to work with us, but he doesn't live here any longer, and he's no longer an owner. If you would, we would like to bounce things off of him, I think that would be a great thing. I'm in full agreement, just giving you my opinion with Terry and the remainder of the trustees, that we should proceed with this, get a good solid gate committee together, and let's go for it. I don't think you should wait until November and piece things out. That's just my opinion.
Can I ask you, Terry, do you think that if we were to get a committee together with you, because you are working on that, that we would have enough to go ahead and start moving forward and making some decisions? Because I have an agreement with Cherie and her. I don't think we should be waiting until November. I do agree that all of our residents need to know what is going on. And many of our residents are, pardon the term, snowbirds or part-timers, and they have the right to speak their mind. And I'm hoping that once we get our new equipment in for our Zoom, they'll be able to speak it more freely and more rapidly via the Zoom while they're not here. What? But we need to get moving. I don't think waiting until November and piecemealing is the thing to do either. Yes, ma'am.
Real quick while she's walking up. Bob was mostly talking about the redoing of the whole gate waiting until November.
Right.
In other words, putting in new lanes and all this and that kind of stuff. But these things that we're talking about now are safety items that need to be, they can be done now and still do a gate realignment and everything in November. That's what he was talking about mostly. And just one quick question. The speaker, will that help them? Don't they still have to go out and give them a pass, or do they use a speaker?
If you didn't use passes, then you don't, you know, then you
but
don't.
But right now we have to use passes.
That's what I understood. Do we use a two-day, three-day pass or something like that? Do we use
no, that? Just extended passes.
Just a quick question. Terry, were you on the committee with Bob Shearer?
Yes.
Okay. Did you guys get an engineer in?
He got an engineer in, but the engineer never gave us any prices.
Yeah, well, we tried to get an engineer here, and we did get an engineer years ago when we wanted to do this. And the answer was, we couldn't. We didn't have the room. So I'd be interested in hearing directly from your engineer when he comes around.
They said we couldn't
We could not do it because we did not have the room.
Huh.
Well, that was because we weren't taking the guardhouse out. You guys are talking about reducing the size of the
guard. You'd have to make major renovations to that front.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
It's not just putting a gate in. You don't have the room for it.
You got to do guardhouse reconstruction. You got to do.
And we did have an engineer.
And if you're going to do that, you need an engineer.
Yeah,
I don't have any plan, Joanne, to get an engineer to do these things. The gate.
You've got to start with the engineer first. What kind of gate you're going to have and what kind of button you're going to have. You need the engineer first. So if you can find that engineer, get hold of him again. Ask him to be a representative, come in and talk to us. Have him come. Let us ask him the questions. Let us hear directly from him. That's the way you should do it, because that's a huge undertaking and a huge amount of money. And you might want to find out with some people from these other communities that have the gate what they think of it.
Okay. I wasn't planning on having an engineer to do the things that I've said. In terms of putting a new lane in, you definitely need an engineer. But putting the gate from the guardhouse to the corner of the fence that's out front, putting the fence, that was just for safety purposes. That's that reason, so nobody can jump that concrete wall and come in here. The gate over the sidewalk, that was for safety purposes, so nobody could walk in. The concrete, that was for safety. Don't need an engineer for those kinds of things. You know what I'm saying?
You want to come
forward?
You can
use the mic anytime.
Come up to the mic again, please.
I want to hear you.
You're
It just depends on how you want to do things. Right. Do you want to take out the 6 inches of concrete?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. That is pretty stupid. But they've been standing on it for 50 years. But that's okay. Do you want another gate for safety? Well, you could. $5,000 here. That's okay. Maybe you want to do that. But did you want to do the whole thing all at one time? Okay, you're going to do it in bits and pieces. You're going to put a gate by where the wall is. That wall may have to come down. You've got to get an engineer in here and hear what they tell you. I'm telling you, get that engineer, let him come in and explain, do we have the room? Or was that other engineer just didn't want to bother? I don't know.
I don't know about an engineer.
But I think you have to start that way, because otherwise you're doing a piecemeal thing. The concrete, okay, no big deal. Get a price on it. What else?
Exit gate, would you say no big deal?
What else?
Would you say no big deal on the exit gate? Go ahead and get that done?
Removing the concrete, she said.
The exit gate.
Would you say okay on that?
Yeah.
You already said okay on the concrete, right? Yeah. Removing it. Okay, good. Would you say okay with the exit gate?
I think the
exit gate. What are you talking about, the exit gate? The arm that we were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about what we came up with, $5,000? Mm-hmm. It's something like that.
Okay, we got that. Right. Would you say okay on the fence?
On the what?
The fence, higher fence behind the wall from the gatehouse to the gate.
Well, again, you want to put up a little fence here and a little fence there?
No.
Here, a fence there, a fence no. there, a fence, fence. I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like you're doing it piecemeal again. Get the engineer in here. Let him tell you, do you have the room right there to put in an automatic gate? Or does it have to be moved out?
I've already talked to somebody on site about that.
You don't know. I don't know anymore, because all I know is what we did several years ago. This isn't new.
Okay.
This was brought up years ago.
Okay.
And I just think that's where you have to start. I'm only going by what the first engineer told us. We didn't have the room. Somewhere you've got to find the room, if that's the case. And what is it going to involve?
Yeah.
Maybe you better start with that. That's all I'm just saying. This is just
thank you for your opinion.
We have one more comment, please.
Net Regis 409 Holiday. Are we getting the cameras mounted that will show people coming in and going out of the park? Because that a lot of residents have asked for, because just as for safety, to see what's going on, and also to give credence if you do have people walking in that are not stopped, or people leaving, dragging bicycles behind them and whatnot. Are we getting the cameras?
Okay, I'm going to say something again as the devil's advocate. You guys are going to get tired of this. And I do apologize. But what I see us doing and talking about is fixing a lot of things that need to be fixed, but we're piecemealing it. We're fixing this item, and we're fixing this item, and then we're fixing this item, and then we're talking about doing the whole thing. So we spent $15,000 on this fix, and $5,000 on this fix, and $2,000 on this fix. And all of a sudden, we come back and we go, okay, let's redo. We rip all that $20,000 out and start over. So we've wasted money. So if we're going to do something, maybe we should look at the bigger picture and do the bigger picture at one time, which would bring the engineer in. The cameras, they need to be done. I agree. They should be done in advance. And they can be easily moved and adjusted. But when we're talking about the ups and the downs of the gates and the mechanicals of this and the mechanicals of that, if we spend $6,000 doing that and the next year we redo it, we've just wasted that $6,000 because we have to rip it out and start over. So we need to either go forward with the big project or just do the small project and say that's enough. Yes, ma'am.
Anne-Marie Ashley, 387 Holiday Park. My question is, are we issuing paper passes still?
Only extended 21-day passes, or no, excuse me, 21 days is the max, and we are issuing extended passes.
Okay, so why aren't we doing day passes or overnight passes like we used to anymore?
We haven't started that up yet.
That's because of COVID.
Well, it is.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're all in this room now, no masks on, sitting near each other, we're semi-back to mm-hmm. normal. That guard wouldn't have to keep coming out of that house if they just showed him the pass as they were going in and out.
Right. It is in the works.
Because I had company that came Mother's Day weekend, Friday, and did not leave till Monday, they didn't get a pass. That's extended, isn't it, or no?
That's extended.
So every time they came in and out, he had to go out there.
No.
The
they should
look at the plate number. So
anything
I would think
more
we should
than
go back
a day
to passes.
Is extended.
He wouldn't be going.
Yeah.
The person wouldn't be going back and forth all the time until we get the issue resolved. That's all I'm saying.
Anything more than a day is extended.
They didn't get it.
Did you call it in?
Yeah.
The office?
Yeah. And they said not a problem. Let the gate know.
And then when you went to the gate.
Names, what day they come
and they didn't
they
give
them
a pass?
But you did you ask for an extended pass or just call them in every day?
I called the office because I knew that my one set of company was coming for 4 days. And they said just call the gate.
The office said that?
Yes. So
okay.
Even when my sister got there, she said, why don't they give me my pass?
No. Anything,
still.
Like I said, and I apologize for that, anything after more than one day, they should get an extended pass. You're absolutely right. So I'll check that out.
Okay, any more questions or comments on the gate exit arm?
I would ask, Terry, are you going to get an engineer to cover all these bases? Are we going to be able to find an engineer?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, Joanne. I've got engineer for sidewalks at this point. And they blew me away with what they're going to charge and what it's going to come down to, the tail end prices.
Terry, can I help you out in a second when you're done?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I say something when you're done regarding this?
When I'm done, yeah. So in that situation, I've got three opinions from three engineers. That's why we decided to go to a general contractor for the sidewalks and not an engineer. But that's down the road when we get the special meeting for that and you can find out what's going on with that. Make your opinion. The only thing that we needed an engineer for that we were talking about with the safety issue was another incoming lane. That's why we needed the other engineer. There was no feeling that anybody wanted another incoming lane except for Bob and maybe others he knew. But I never got a good feeling about wanting that additional incoming lane. When it was first talked about, it was talked about trying to get it around the back of the shed. Since that point in time, remember that guy who used to be an engineer here who helped us and he's moved away now, got sick? If you can remember, he was an engineer. Anyway, he gave us like 10 reasons why putting the road behind the gate wouldn't work. Traffic back up, and you'd have big trucks going out, and it was too close to the roof of the gate and that kind of thing. So he's an engineer. He drew the additional incoming lane and where it could be placed. And it was placed where the electric pole is next to the present incoming lane. He had you come in, as you were coming in the incoming present incoming lane. Now you veered off, went where the electric pole is on the other side of the gate arm, and then veer back in later up the road. It wasn't a popular idea by anybody. And he had another reason for that idea, and that was to take the men out of the gate. Push-button operation, or a key-turning operation. That's what he preferred. And use the men, if they wanted to be security guard throughout the park. I couldn't support that, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you all could or not, but at this point in time, I don't have any good feeling about the additional lane and the cost it's going to do, because you got to pave it. you know, and you got to build a sidewalk. You want to put that in, and then you got to let the people go so there'd be nobody in the guard shack. They'd be driving the streets. I didn't feel good about that. So I never had any intention of presenting that to you until we got to this point right here, which I wasn't going to present to you until I could find out what we're going to do. Do I go out and get prices for this stuff, or do I not go out and get prices for this stuff? So basically, Joanne, my thinking is I can't see getting the engineer for the fence extension or the gate or the speaker or removing the concrete. We could do all of that and just get individual prices. Now, if you want me to continue and concentrate on an additional lane, I will do it on the basis of direction by the board. I expected that direction about the last time Bob was here. I expected that direction. But now that he's not here, I don't have any desire to do that. I'll get all the individual prices for the small stuff, but not any price for a extra lane. Now, what do y'all think of that?
But basically what you're saying is this will be the fix for the front gate, not a whole new reconstruction is what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about, the...
No, I mean, the things you're talking about will take care of redoing the whole gate, making new lanes, and getting a whole new situation. You think...
For safety purposes.
Yeah, for safety purposes. Yeah. Putting in the thing and putting in the gate, getting rid of the concrete... Yep. Putting in the speaker will do us for 10 years unless somebody wants to come and reconstruct the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Could you include the cameras in that too?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they got to be there.
So that way we make
the cameras take a picture of the rear license plate. That was the idea.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Karen Carrero, 181 Holiday. I was at that meeting with Bob when he did his presentation, and what I thought was happening was, when he left, he said that he would do some more research and that he would get in contact with an engineer, and it was going to come back in October or November because of the snowbirds. But my assumption was it was going to be two lanes coming in, the two lanes we have now coming in, and the exit lane on the back side of the guard shack.
No. No, that was nixed by Bob and the other guy who was an engineer who lived here and did the drawing. That was nixed.
But why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we leave the two lanes that we have?
There's not enough
residents on. Residents on the right-hand side going in. The left-hand side lane closest to the guard shack. The window's right there. You talk to them. They don't have to cross the street. And an exit lane for everyone on the back side of the guard shack.
Well, you can't do that.
Basically, that's what we talked about 4 or 5 years ago, and the city is telling us we don't have room to bring a street over there into their streets.
Yeah, that's...
Isn't that what the engineer...
And that's what Bob was saying, and I'm saying if you're going to try to put a third lane in with the shed, you've got to take down the shed because you've got to get that. The shed is on top of ground. We need to get the road close enough to get back in the guardhouse. And that's what they told us before was the fact that, and that's why you need an engineer because you're going into a public road, and right now we don't have the room to bring that on the other side of the guardhouse back into the road. But the city's telling us that. Now, and that's what we're saying. That's what Bob was saying. If we're going to do this, we need an engineer to redesign the whole front, pretty much. And the thing is, I have no problem with what you're saying. The only concern I have is we're trying to figure out how people don't have to get back. Don't have to get four to five backup for residents that can just drive through with a code. But yeah, we need, if we're going to get a third lane in, we need an engineer. However, I wouldn't mind that third lane over by the pole. If we can get that electrical leaning electrical pole out of here, that'd be pretty.
I agree with what you said. Either do it or not. Either let's do it one time, spend the money one time, or say we're never going to do it and do the fix, because we're spending money. The bocce court, we just did, she said $15,000 for shells. That was 2 years ago. They're digging it up, and now it's $30,000 for a new bocce court. We're just spending money crazy. We're putting Band-Aids. We got to rip these Band-Aids off sometime. Let's just do it and do it once. Make the decision and stand by your decision.
If you want me to get a doggone engineer and plan another lane,
yes,
I'll do it. If you
get an engineer in here to tell us yes or no, we can put three lanes in there. Then our conversation is over with. If the engineer says yes, we can do it, then let's see how much it's going to cost. If the engineer says no, we can't do it, then we do the Band-Aid approach.
Well, now
but
you
an
know
engineer that needs to tell us, we're not going to trust us to
the
say.
The engineer is not free.
I know that.
Okay.
But
okay,
it's got to be okay done.
Well, if I get the, you know, the board tells me to do that, I'll do that for you. I'll do it.
Okay. One more comment,
how
please.
How else are we going to get it fixed?
And then you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. If I remember when Bob was doing that presentation, he said that we can't do the exit lane on the other side of the guardhouse because you did not have enough room if you have a motorhome dragging a car.
Right.
That was what he said. And the other thing was, we were told 5 years ago that we couldn't make another cut onto the street from the city of Palm Bay, that we would have to, we're not allowed to do that. Now, whether we could do that again, maybe we should ask somebody, because they've all changed down there. If we could get a cut on that street, that would be perfect, because we could go straight out, and it would solve the problem very easily. I think we should check with this road department in the city of Palm Bay to see if we can put an exit on that street.
Why don't you do that, Bruce?
No, it's just an idea. Two other things real quick. If we get the exit gate, as long as we can utilize it and move it, that's fine. As far as the cameras, I thought we discussed it at the last meeting to take the two cameras down there, put one at the guardhouse and one at the compound. That was what we discussed. It's costing us over $200 a month. We've never utilized them. They've been there 4 or 5 years. We've never utilized them even one time. Whatever.
Karen, please.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. We've already done the engineer thing, Ter. They brought it to the ACC board almost three and a half years ago. The engineer said we cannot put any more roads out that way. There's a well behind the house. The pump house, we can't do it. So there is a file on it. It's really big, and I'm sure all these guys know about it. But they did bring it up to us, and they told them no, that we can't do it. So someone find the file.
Okay. What about a third lane going
no
towards the fence?
No. They can't do any more lanes, it said. So if you find that file, it'll tell you, and the engineer. And I know Bob Shear had it because he brought it to the meeting.
Well, it should be in this office, right?
It should be in the office.
Thank you.
Don't spend the money. Actually,
Karen, I think that it's disappeared.
Yeah.
One more. And then you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Two other questions that came up. Do we own that sidewalk and the grass outside of our park?
We do. I went to Palm Bay about that, and we do.
Okay. Then that solves two problems. We could move everything over that way. Is that where the light pole is you're talking about?
No, the light pole right beside the retaining pond with the fountain. That's the light pole I'm talking about. Right at the gate, right at the entrance.
Okay.
Because the one that's
if we own
all
that land and we own the sidewalk, we can move our lanes over that way. And number two, whatever the city of Palm Bay told us about not driving golf carts out of the park, if we own that damn land, then our people can drive out there and go all the way up to CVS and park on our property.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
You're correct.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, yeah, but one of the chairmen made a big issue about it, remember?
Okay.
Well, that's crap, because if we own the land, we can do a golf cart up there, and they can park there and walk to CVS. Okay.
Right.
Bob Addy is on Zoom and would like to speak.
Okay, let Bob speak.
Oh, it's Bob Addy. That's a guy. Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
I had a hard time.
Okay, basically what he was telling us to do is that if you're going to do something that big and bring in that extra lane, we definitely have to have an engineer. And it's going to be, we're going to be laughed at if we go in there blindsided, not have our information. And he also said that changing the lanes going out because of the blind sight going around the building would cause a blind sight over here, and it makes it too dangerous because you can't see the oncoming traffic if someone's coming into that lane. So it's a potentiality of head-on collisions constantly, which makes that an unviable, unwise decision. His recommendation would be to do the exit gate and move forward from there and not try to put in those extra lanes because it's not going to be feasible. He said if the city looks at it, they're going to say no, but if you get it through the city and somebody's dumb enough to pass it, then he said the state's going to reject it. Yes.
I know you'll all be disappointed. I'm not going to sing again. But just for a little history, the lamp, not the, it's not a lamp, it's an electric pole on the right side when you come in. That's crooked. Remember? Okay. We called FPL and asked them, could you just straighten it? And we got an emphatic no. You can't straighten it. You can't move it. You are not allowed to do anything because that doesn't service us. It serves, I don't know how many hundreds of people else besides us. That ain't going nowhere. So don't even think about going there. You don't have the room. I wish we did. Our sister park has about three times the width that we do. And that's how they were able to do it. They also had a guardhouse that sat one person. It was that small. And that was removed, okay? They had the room. They could do it. I was all excited because they were saving $100,000 a year. But we don't have what they have. Obviously, we don't have the room. But get an engineer in here. Let him tell it to you. And if you have any grandchildren who want to be engineers, don't tell them to come to Florida. He doesn't want you.
Nat Regas, 409 Holiday. A question. The feasibility of undergoing such a major expenditure to do this, is it really with what we are doing, our projects, infrastructure, and everything going on, that it's really needed? But we're a predominantly retired community. To undertake thousands upon thousands of dollars to reconstruct the gate for an exit lane for people to get out of the park a little quicker is just outrageous. It's just putting that there. For 50 years, people have taken their time to leave the park. If someone's impatient, wants to get out sooner, just learn to have patience. But to do that and to have all of that done, it's just not feasible.
In actuality, the part about the exit gate, the cement, the gate for the sidewalk, speaker, that's not all that expensive. All that together is not all that expensive. And that's all I'm talking about. And a camera. And we already got some cameras to use. Okay.
It's curious. The second company that I'm getting, I got the quote from today, they also deal with security systems. So I'm trying to incorporate both of those, seeing what the fee would be to get the Moonlight and Americana cameras moved over and just put it all together. And I also have a call into the folks that put the cameras there originally. So all this took place last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so hopefully you have something by the end of this week.
Just real quick, all this is approved, and from what I understand, all it's been kind of approved, so we can just go on and do it without any more motions, right? The gate and all that?
No.
No.
The cameras were discussed about moving them and changing them already.
And we did that.
The
and
the removal of the cement has already been approved before, and it was approved before, so that doesn't end up. The only thing that's going to require a motion
would be if we put a speaker in, because that's not been approved, and if we buy the exit gate. Those would require a motion to do that.
I make a motion we do those.
Well, did you want to do the sidewalk gate or not?
I wouldn't make a motion on that yet. I just want to get the guards safe right now.
Right.
Okay. So that would be the arm, the speaker, the cameras.
And the cement.
And the cement.
So he doesn't have to go outside the gate to talk to a person who's not a resident. You're sitting there, and you can say, what are you doing here? What's your name? And without going outside the guardhouse. Get him a what?
They don't get a paper pass if they're only here for the day. Anne Marie's family should have been given a pass. So if it's an extended overnight, they're supposed to have something for the window. Oh, well, I was going to say, my daughter's never gotten one.
Okay, you don't want to put a speaker there? We won't put a speaker there.
Yeah, well, let's do the other stuff for safety first.
I won't get a price
see
for
what
that.
Goes.
Okay.
Okay, so we do have a motion on the floor to go ahead and get the exit gate arm and the sidewalk removed because that's been approved. And
you want to put a spending limit on the exit gate?
Well, we have no idea how much they're going to cost yet, do we?
She said it close.
But
around $5,500 is what she said.
I just, like I said, I just got the second bid in, and I believe it was $55,000.
Just give me approval to get prices.
Yeah.
Give me approval to get prices. Just get the prices.
I have
we don't need approval. Just do it.
For the exit gates,
you
want
to wait to the next meeting to vote this in, or do you want to get started?
Hold on. Let me grab them. I just got them in today. That's why I wasn't able to give them. Let me run and get them.
It sounds like to me that we're not going to do big renovations.
No.
Because you can't really work it in. So
right.
So we need to make it with the safety suggestions and stuff that you're saying, get them started. And it's best to do it in the summer because they're not big things that snowbirds have to worry about. Get them done during the summer when there's less people here, we can get them done. And the meetings get longer in between and fewer people show up in the summer, so I just wanted to get it done.
Yeah,
and move.
Good idea.
So are we in agreement, using the vast knowledge of our, how do I want to say this, our residents who have been here the longest, that we cannot put in three lanes, no matter what. Whether that goes behind the gatehouse, which we know we can't do, or goes closer to the fence as a two lanes in. So that conversation is now over with, and we don't need the engineer. Right?
Right.
Is that what we're saying? I just wanted to state that in full, and we are going to now piecemeal the jobs. Each task will need to, well, depending on how much it's going to cost, to be bid out. And now I think Keith had a motion to make.
I was going to say, let's spend up to like $6,500 right now to piecemeal the stuff in that we can. I haven't really looked at the gate on the sidewalk yet because I haven't really thought about that one. But the gate on the exit is fine. And I like it to be down all the time with the sensor to take it up like they're talking. They can be overridden by the guard.
Yes.
Because the thing is, once they're out there, because it not only stops people from coming out, it stops people that are seven cars back on the incoming gate deciding they're going to go down the exit gate because they see a gate there.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then get and
so should you
$5,500 to do some
to do what things. List the topics for me, Keith.
To remove the concrete, put in a speaker.
No speaker.
I don't need a speaker if you don't want a speaker.
Well, the thing is, if you're telling me with the speaker, do they show a gate or do they ever just stay in there? If they have to talk to somebody, do they just talk to them, or do they need to go out and give them something by hand other than the pass?
The idea of the speaker was if you had somebody who wasn't a resident come up and stop at the gate and there were no passes, and he could still push the button just like he does now, he didn't have to come out of the gate to talk to them.
But he's got to get their license plate.
The picture would be taken by the camera. The gate would be opened by him, but he could do that inside, but he doesn't have to come out.
Okay. The only thing the speaker would be is if he had to talk to him but didn't have to give him anything.
Yeah.
But if we're going back to the passes, they just pass it. And
he needs to come out. Then you don't want a speaker. Okay. Okay.
The thing is,
we could put that in.
All right,
anytime.
We're killing the speaker.
Yeah, let's do the speaker and the
no speaker
gate later if they need to be
later. Okay.
So remove concrete.
Move concrete.
Gate arm.
An arm and the cameras.
And move cameras. Do you think 6,500 is
what about the
efficient?
It's over 6,500.
You don't want the sidewalk gate.
We can do that later.
Okay.
I have from Florida Door Control $5,957.61, and from CDA Solutions I have approximately $920. They're pretty much within $100 of each other. I kind of like CDA better. When you get to the deciding point, they put these doors in, they put our lobby doors in. I don't know why we just didn't use them for the gates. I guess I just realized that they do security and gates. Anyway, they're within $100 of each other.
These aren't the two companies that
I second that motion.
Yes.
They're the ones that came and couldn't fix the gate?
Yeah, FDC came first, and they couldn't get the shear pin out. And then CDA came in and said, we can get it out, but we need to order one. Because when we were moving the furniture around, putting in the desk, they misplaced the shear pin. We found the shear pin, and that's when Jose finished it, and he got it working. But CDA was going to come back, and they did. So when they came back Thursday, they went ahead and got us the estimate for the exit. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, there's been a motion made by Keith to spend up to $6,500 to put in the exit gate, to remove the concrete, and to put up the cameras. That motion has been seconded by Cheryl Moore. Any additional discussion? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question.
How much Those was that, Carol? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
What was the total?
Up to 6,500.
I don't think so. I'll tell you why. I'm going to try to get Edwin with Sport Surfaces to see if they can. They have their backhoe and their stuff here. Maybe they can smash it out. Okay, I'm hoping we can do that because they put us through hell getting back here. I'll talk to the coordinators in Palm Beach. that may not be a big money item. However, the cameras getting them from Americana and Moonlight up here, it's not a question of transport. It's a question of just setting them up. I don't know how much that's going to be. I can't imagine it being more than $1,000.
We can't do that ourselves? That has to be done by a company?
You could use a jackhammer, I believe.
No.
She could.
I don't know. People were talking about using motion sensors down there instead of having the cameras. So whatever the board decides, I will do. Personally, I think the cameras would be better used up at the gatehouse. They're really not doing anything down there. I think motion lights would be just fine. That's my opinion.
You got to take a picture of the license plate.
And then save $200+ a month for the internet and hardware down there and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think.
Hello. I agree with Sheree on the motion lights for deterring people down there. The cameras are just taking pictures of animals, this and that, and nothing really happening.
And the motion lights
would not be pointing at any house. They only point at the gate and the channel.
The camera, the whole idea of the camera was to take a picture of the rear license plate.
Yeah, and we have them down there that we spend $200 a month on and get nothing. and we have the cameras that can be moved up to where they are, so we don't need to buy new ones. We just take them from there. All we need on there is when somebody shows up, a light will turn on, and they'll say, oh, you don't need to go here.
Yeah.
Got to go back the other way.
All right, we have a comment.
Net Regis 409 Holiday. Quick question. Can you get signs, number one, for the lane exiting the park a little bit bigger that says no entrance? Because the one that's there is about 11 by 12. You got to get real close to see do not enter this lane. But also, why can't we get signs posted, various, especially at the front of the park, that say these premises are under surveillance. We will prosecute trespassing or violators as a deterrent around the front of there. Those kind of signs.
Mr. Gada?
So those two cameras that we have, they're constantly running?
Yeah.
Okay, so they would have people coming in to the park on a bicycle or
can't
a
come
golf
in on
cart.
A bicycle.
How many going?
Can't go in on a bicycle. One's got the water, the ditch going through it, so they
no,
have
he's
to
talking
come
about
around
the entrance.
The,
other
the
one. Entrance.
He's
oh,
talking
the
about
entrance.
The entrance.
So that would take care of, we know if somebody came in or something got stolen,
yeah.
We could look at the camera and say, somebody just walked off with this bike and we got him.
I think, isn't there an issue with that there's nobody monitoring those cameras 24 hours or anything? If you want to find that picture of somebody coming in, you have to know what time they do it. You have to call the people who do look at that and say, look up 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, we have it here. We can go back as long as we have the day. Or if we even have the week, we can go back and find it. It takes time. It's time-consuming.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, we totally have the capabilities of going back to the time, the day, the week.
You have no instant service where you can go get the guy or whoever right away. Right?
To access the footage? No,
to get
the person
right away who's coming through the gate is gone, long gone. You can't get him.
No.
You can't do that.
We wouldn't get them anyway.
No, we can access the footage at any time.
If you knew the time, you could access the footage. It may be 2 days later or a day later.
We can access it from, I think we have up to 15 days, maybe 30, I forget, 15 or 30 days.
Yeah.
That we can go back.
But you can't go right away. Look at the camera and see the guy escaping the gate. You can't do that.
Sure you can.
Sure you could if you had somebody watching it.
If you had somebody monitoring
you. Right now, the gatehouse, they're watching us. They can see us all. Absolutely. I have a monitor.
They're watching it at the gatehouse?
Yes.
They're watching a TV program.
if you can see
them. Am I right?
But they have the monitor.
They have the monitor. If they're watching it, they can do it then and see what's happening now. But yeah, you're right. 90% of the time, they're not looking at that.
I'm just making a point. So,
any other comments? We got a comment back there.
Wayne Adams, 1143. So you're telling me that these cameras knew that two people were walking around in a park last night that had no idea being in the park, correct?
They're
That's
only at different areas, Wayne. Yeah. It's mostly
they're
in the building.
You're only
in
at the
building.
Back gate.
Because we had two people last night walking around a park that did not even belong in the park.
And we don't have cameras in the park. We just have them pointing at a couple entrances.
I'm gonna put them on there, I'll tell you that.
Any more comments or questions?
Well, I think we had a remark that 6,500 was probably not going to be enough for those three items to get done. So
why don't we raise it to 75? I don't think we'll need all of it, but it's better to have enough than
have to readdress it.
Yeah, I'd say 75.
I'll amend it to 75.
I'll second that.
All right, So the motion has been made by Keith and amended to spend up to $7,500 to put in the exit gate, to remove the concrete, and to bring those cameras forward and install them at the gate and the compound. That motion has been seconded by Cheryl Moore. I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor signify by raising your right hand.
Excuse me, Carol, did you say compound?
Yeah, the one gate at the compound. You're moving two cameras, one at the gate, one at the compound, right?
Well,
no. Are both cameras at the gate?
This is my way of thinking. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. I was thinking of having one camera in, one camera out.
Okay, so that's fine. Putting both cameras at the gate.
Both at the gate.
Well, you were listening better than I, because I didn't hear that.
Okay. Both cameras will be at the gate. My
mistake.
Motion
lights.
All those in favor signify by raising your right hand. All right, that motion has been carried. All right, the next item on the agenda, and I'm hoping we can move on fastly, is item G, the lobby renovations. Cherie?
Lobby renovations. We have some really nice drawings. It's been a group effort. We've been working on them for months. I'm sorry it's taken so long. It just hasn't taken first precedence with us. But we have the cabinet where I was kind of thinking we were going to have to get it custom made, but we don't. They sell them in pieces. We have the sink. We have the light fixtures picked out, the plumbing. So it's all pretty much drawn out by the next board meeting. I don't know if I'll be here, but it will be presented in its entirety with pricing and everything. And it's really well within our budget.
Can we have those posted in the hallway or something? Because
sure.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
Absolutely. Ideas, anything.
Put them up so that everybody can see them before the next board meeting.
And it's going to be so beautiful.
The renovation will be tabled until the next meeting. That way we'll have a chance to look at the drawings and the suggestions as to what's going to be done before we make any decisions.
Well, there was nothing to table because we weren't going to vote on it.
Yeah, because we weren't going to vote on it. We're just going to place it on the agenda for the next meeting. Update on the tax certificates, please. I believe that's Ms. Bell. Or Cherie.
Poor Diane.
We'll do a group thing here, Diane.
I'd rather have a root canal and stand up by this microphone.
We don't bite, Diane.
I know. We met, Sherry and Bruce and I, about 2 weeks ago. I don't remember the exact date.
About a week and a half ago.
And at that time, we had presented a list of seven potential bids to you. One of them had already paid his bill, so that was no longer available. There was another one. I don't remember exactly what the background was on the 423 Holiday Park. You said, we shouldn't bid on that. He's going to pay it for sure. Or words to that effect.
His MO is he always waits until probably 6 to 8 weeks after. He does pay whatever penalty. I don't know if it's his finances. But after researching his past, we realized that we're just throwing money away. It's not worth it. It's not going anywhere. We're not gonna benefit from that one whatsoever.
Yeah, we wouldn't have accomplished anything.
Correct.
So we bid on five that were on the original list. We picked up one more that was further down on the list that hadn't been presented. That's the number six on the paper you got from today. We didn't look for a seventh. Number one, we really didn't see any good candidates, anything that stood out as not usual behavior for people who habitually pay late. And the other reason is the prices went up.
Yeah, why is that, the certificate amount, different than the balance amount?
I don't know exactly, but I believe it's either additional month's interest on the debt that's owed, plus publication costs and administrative costs or whatever.
So fees that they add on.
That's what I
thought. Homestead?
Pardon me?
Homestead as well?
Yeah, and any of them. They all went up between $150 to $200. So that would have, picking admin. The seventh one at that point would have put us over the $20,000 that was allocated.
Great. And when do we find out whether we own those certificates or not?
The 28th
of May.
28th of May, yes.
28th of May, yeah. It's final.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you for working on that, Diane. I know that's been a big project. We definitely appreciate all your time and effort. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the 21-22 proposed budget.
Yes. Did Sheree, did they get copies put on the table? Okay. This is the budget that came out of the two meetings that we had, the two special meetings to talk about the budget and stuff. And this is what was kind of figured out. The numbers, the main thing with the budget is it's just like your budget at home. You make a plan the best you can for the year based on what you've had and what you can. Like I said, I made, when I put the budget together a little bit, some of the amounts are too much. So we can have room to make some decisions, you know. So, but this is what came out of the two meetings that I would like to present to the board to approve for the budget for next year. So I make a motion that I would like the board to approve this budget for next year.
Motion has been made to approve the budget for the next year for 21-22 as presented. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion has been seconded. Is
Who
there
seconded
any discussion?
It?
Mr. Steimer.
Everybody. Who do I pick? Okay.
Was there any discussion?
I do have, okay, I'll wait for you guys. Well, I'll have a question while she's looking. You had said.
I was going to say, we had the two meetings for most of the discussion.
Well, except that we had a meeting on Aflac afterwards, and I met with the representative. My question to you, you just said that you have numbers in here that are probably a little higher than we need, but it's enough to cover what we think we might spend.
We looked at a few of the things in Aflac that we might cover, not all the Aflac policies, but some of them.
But I'm saying the board can decide that that's not the number we're going to spend. Okay, we're good. Gotcha.
I just put some numbers in there so we'd have some money to work with.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
Do you still have something in here for Cindy?
Which one's that?
Page 5 or 6. Oh, you spent it coming out? You submitted a budget like that?
No, okay.
I know who Cindy is, but what is your that?
Oh, that was where she, I don't know why it wasn't changed. That was where things were put into different, wrong categories. So we got that number 773. And so we didn't budget anything for it because those, when they printed this up, they printed it off the old, some of the old stuff. And that was a payment we were making. And so we're looking at why is that there? So I talked to Cindy, they were put in the wrong spot. So that's not a, we didn't budget anything for it because it's not going to be an item on the new budget.
So that could have been removed, is
that
what you're saying, that
removed.
Comment.
The comment and the 733 should have been removed and it would have been put in. And it's just a record-keeping thing. It should it was supposed to have been put into another category, which was already covered in there.
The comment comes out.
The comment comes out, and this, we move in our records for this year those placement of those items into a different number under the budget, under the thing. They were put in the wrong place.
So they didn't budget anything for 21-22.
For that category.
Which is what we're saying.
Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Do
Right. It's just something that we put funds in for in case the board wants to do it. We don't, if we don't spend it, it just goes into the general fund back in. Because when we do a budget, you take in so much money, you got to use all that money. And so we put in as much where we thought we would use it and whatever. And what was ever left over went into the last four ones on the last column, which are your expenses for your reserve funds. So what we don't spend in items that, when people say, have you budgeted for it? Well, yeah, we kind of did because we put some extra money. If we don't spend that, that goes into reserve funds because that's where, when we do extra projects, that's where the money comes from, is reserve funds.
Okay, and it's not double dipping. We're not paying for health insurance and Aflac.
No,
it's
thing
either
is,
or.
No, and we're not even necessarily even paying. If the board doesn't want to do the Aflac, they can say, no, we're not going to do that. And we just do the insurance and won't spend any of it for Aflac. It's just something we're having so many employees that are not going to take any of our insurance, which we offer. So we thought, hey, they're doing us a favor. We can drop our cost down by 2/3 and pay a little ad fuck for them because we thank them.
We couldn't double dip if we wanted to because everybody, majority, is on Social Security, Medicare. So there's no way they could get, you know, double.
But there's different plans of Aflac? Is that what I just understood, Sherry, to ask?
Pardon me? There are different plans.
They have different supplements. You know, you can just, you put your grocery list together and whatever, mm-hmm. and we looked at three or four of the more possible ones, and those are the ones that gave us a number. That's probably what we're looking at. But we'll vote on it. I'll bring it more to the board with what the policy, the Aflac policies that we're offering to be exact as we vote on.
Okay, thank you.
I want to add something to that as well, that this is the 21-22 budget. Next year's budget could change. Next year, the park may revisit this and say, okay, we've had 3-4 people retire. They don't require this. We now have staff that does require health insurance. You get an opportunity to revisit this again and say, okay, we have Health First or whatever insurance, and you may decide that you want to offer 80-20. And have your employees pay 20%. The park pays 80%. So this gives the park an opportunity to be able to negotiate your health care plan for the future. So that was my proposal for just 21-22. So I think you should keep that in mind as well.
Mr. Boda?
We don't pay health insurance once a person retires, correct?
Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. It has been moved that we accept the proposed budget as presented, and it has been seconded. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. All right, that motion has been passed.
7-0.
Any public comments at this time? Figures, Bob, you can have one.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. The next meeting, let's make sure that we have the stuff that's on the wall out there, the bylaws, the policies, and the rules and regs. I thought we were doing it at this meeting. Yeah. Foolish me.
Well.
Yeah.
We thought we were, too.
Yeah. I mean, we had two meetings to rush all this stuff. We've been having two meetings a week. And it wasn't even on the agenda. So please have it on the next agenda.
All right. Let me get rid of this thing. We're going to get rid of this thing.
Okay. So we'll make sure we have the rules, the regs, the bylaws, and everything posted on the board. Policies outside. Okay. Any trustee remarks?
Yes. I would like to ask that the board schedule a special meeting for sidewalks. Well, that's up to you all.
Soon as possible or when?
1:30?
No, as soon as possible.
Soon as possible.
Okay.
So a week from tomorrow would work?
Good for me.
June 1st.
It's a holiday.
Okay, Joanne.
Okay, so there's going to be a special meeting strictly to discuss the sidewalk on June 1st at 1:30.
Good. All right.
1:30 p.m. It will be here at the clubhouse. Any questions and concerns that you have regarding our sidewalk renovations, please bring them with you. And again, that will be the only topic on the agenda.
Yes. That might be, he might be right about that. Yeah. A couple days. Later? Hilda?
Yes.
I have a pre-op doctor's appointment at 2 p.m. on the 1st.
All right, let's move it.
I have my pre-op.
So the 1st is Tuesday, the 3rd. Let's do it. Can you do Thursday the 4th?
That would be
Friday. That would be Friday the 4th. No. Yeah, no, I don't want to do Friday. I want to do it the... Let's do it Thursday the 3rd.
Okay.
Would Thursday the 3rd work at 3:30?
She's gonna be put up, and she's gonna be in her house recuperating, isn't she?
After the 8th, right?
Yeah, we got to do it before the 8th.
On the 6th, I go to back to Maryland.
I won't be around the 3rd.
The 3rd, okay. Thursday, the 3rd of June at 1:30 p.m.
Was the 3rd of June?
I won't be here.
I'm sorry. We're all line dancing during the meeting.
But I won't be here.
Are they in here? At what time?
1:30.
Okay, then we can't.
Because line dancing uses.
Oh, we're first. Gotcha.
We have priority.
Can we do a morning? Okay. They can do morning.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You've got your hand up. You need to come up to the microphone, please.
Susan Vincent, 1215 Dove Court. I thought we were going to ask trustees for permission to have, is now the time? Okay.
No, go ahead.
We've had numerous requests and inquiries regarding starting karaoke again. The demand has been pent up, and it's been extremely popular because it was so popular last year or before COVID. We had attendance of an average of about 50 people in the middle of the summer, and it peaked at about 170 people when the snowbirds were here. With all the other activities and gatherings and the state opened up, we would like to request that karaoke be started again. We will distance tables and limit seating to approximately 6 per table. We will have hand sanitizers available at the head table, and we're ordering mic covers. The head table will consist of about 4 to 5 people, including our sound people. Our sound people will sanitize the mic, the cord, the stand, and change the mic cover between each singer. Let's see. They will also be able to control the mic sensitivity because different people will be louder or softer, especially with mic cover on it. The mic cover will be a requirement. If someone doesn't want to use it, they can't sing. But again,
excuse me just for a minute. Didn't we make a motion last meeting that the facilities were open?
Yes.
As long as Cherie and the HPPOA agreed with it?
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt her, but yes.
Yeah, I understand. It's this request, it doesn't need to come to the board. It needs to go to Cherie and the HPPOA to have them arrange it.
Yeah. Okay. HPPOA is not sponsoring any events until the fall. So you would have to be the person in charge. You would have to go through Cherie and her office staff in order to schedule it and get the word out and stuff, because it's not going to be sanctioned by HPPOA at this point. So that's something that each individual request would have to be.
Why would it not?
We've already opened. We've already opened the
building. HPPOA made that decision.
I see.
Yeah.
So if they changed their mind.
They decided last year sometime, wasn't it, that it wouldn't start, or was it this spring?
In October.
That they, because of COVID,
right?
Because it was still happening, they weren't going to have any events, and then the summer things went down anyway, so they waited till the fall, is the way I understood it.
But the thing is, we did open at the last meeting. If you want to use the hall, there, you don't need the HPPOA so much. You just need to clear it with Cherie that everything is going to be done and covered, because we're saying the COVID thing is, it's up to Cherie to be able to cover it or make sure things
set up and clean up and all that stuff has to be done.
So the board is basically open the place. You just gotta make it.
So we would just pass it by her for
approval to work together and stuff to see what happens.
I don't have a problem. Is the way our staff is right now. However, they work 1:30 to 9:30. So you guys would have to be done, complete, out by 9.
By 9.
Yep. And also, we're gonna close off the kitchen. Just because we have a plan, we're going to get the kitchen.
What do we call it, Karen?
Deep cleaned, sanitized, and deep cleaned. So we're not renting the building out for any private parties or anything. So we do have bingo on Sunday, and they're instructed that they have to be finished and out of the building by 9. This gives our staff time to clean the bathrooms and lock everything up. And I don't know how the others feel about this, the board. Those are my feelings. Just be conscious of our staff. It needs to be finished by 9 p.m. You guys take care of your setup and so forth.
And that's basically what we said. If you and them can work it out, the facility, as far as we're concerned, as long as it's...
As long as we're not cooking, we're not...
And as long as it fits the schedule for staff, that's up to her, so...
Yeah, we need to secure the building when you're finished and so forth. Right. Just leave it the way you found it.
Right.
The people are playing bingo. I don't see why you can't do your karaoke.
Right.
So we need karaoke. Are you going to do it like you did before on a Saturday or Friday night or what night?
Saturday.
Saturday?
Second Saturday.
So it's the first Saturday of every
just
month?
Just two. Every other.
Second, because the first fall is holiday too many times. So we just.
And it's very important that we make sure that we're finished by 9.
Yeah.
So that they can.
Just work it out with Cherie and it'll
It'd be nice to get, so everybody knows, so that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
First Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as Cherie and them get
that's fine.
You
as
got
long as we can work it out.
Month.
The reason being is so that we can work it out with the staff.
Right.
Okay. It's not a question of we don't want anyone in the building or anything. It's just making sure we have staff to secure the building and make sure that the restrooms are cleaned after the functions. You guys will be responsible. For the rest of the stuff.
Okay, we got another person. So you guys go ahead and get it organized and you can get it started.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have a question for them. Are you bringing all your own equipment for the karaoke?
Yes. Wow.
Because HPPOA has not sanctioned it, so that, therefore, our equipment is not going to be used.
I took that for granted that they had their own stuff, Karen.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Then this is going to be with HPPOA as well. That's what you'll have to take that up with HPPOA then.
I can say that we're not open until October.
And have your own equipment. You have to have your own equipment then.
Because HPPOA isn't sponsoring any other functions, any other activities, including the 4th of July, then we can't let you use the equipment because that's not fair to anybody else. So come October is when we're going to start up again, and then you'll be able to use whatever you've used in the past that belongs to HPPOA.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other trustee remarks or comments? Paul? James?
Are you going to the June 14th seminar? Do we know?
I can't, no.
You can? Or you cannot?
Go? The June 14th seminar.
I can't.
Oh my God, Sheree.
I'll get with you on that and see. I'm a first responder, so I can get with you on that.
The seminar. Okay.
Cheryl, do you have anything else?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Karen?
I have nothing tonight.
All right. Since there are no
additions. Make a motion
wait,
that
wait, 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 wait. We have a hand.
Still, we'd be talking about the...
Oh, sorry.
Seat.
Oh,
we do.
On my list.
Yeah.
We do have an open seat on the board, and we are actively seeking anyone who has interest in serving the community to put in your letters of interest so that we can make a decision and get that vacant seat filled. We desperately need someone there, and again, it is a volunteer position, but it is a very fulfilling position.
I do want us to still work on this chairlift for the pool, though.
Oh, yeah, you're still working on that. That's fine. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
So if your position, if your seat is up for election comes the end of the year, you do need to get your letter of intent in for that with the county, correct, in the state?
Yeah.
For the Board of Elections before... Yeah, before the end of June, I believe it is, yes.
The office will help you register if you need help.
Yeah, I'm sure the office can help you get that information in.
Only